You're tuned in to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. It is the 3rd of February, 2021, and this is American Journal, your home for all things domestic terrorism. That's right. I will be your radical cleric, warlord Harrison Smith, here to bring you all of the news that you need to know as a constitutionalist slash terrorist. They're the same thing these days. Us who love freedom, love America, love everybody. Yeah. We're terrorists and we're being treated as such, apparently. So much news for you today. The bad news is our country is under occupation by a totalitarian government that is merging with the largest corporations in the world to bring about a one world government and total slavery, now openly pronouncing that and moving on it at an extremely rapid rate. That's the bad news. The good news is I will never run out of news. I will never be short a story. I will never have to fill time or have empty air because, my God, ladies and gentlemen, every single day I try to winnow the stories down. I try to get them down to just the meat and potatoes, just the juicy stuff. And I print out like 100 pages a day. It's really not good, but this is what we have to do to try to get a handle on exactly what is going on in the world today. Of course, we'll be covering some of the big tech censorship that's going on as well, some of the pushback to it. And I have a couple videos I want to show. I have longer videos today. Sometimes we have short little clips. Today I have several sort of longer videos that I'll want to play in their entirety. And so I will be doing that as well as, of course, taking your phone calls. This is the American Journal call-in show. Every day we take as many calls as possible from info warriors like you, and we'll be giving out that number and going to your calls throughout the entire program. And it's always every day there's like a new reason to do that. Yesterday, of course, we had people alerting us to some major stories that we missed despite trying to keep up with every news outlet across the world. Massive stories will sometimes slip by. Of course, I'm talking about the 750 Ethiopian Christians killed in that country in the major main church in that country. Now the article is on Infowars.com. 700 Christians massacred by Ethiopian government. Where is the outcry? So when you bring us stories like that, or when you bring us new ideas, or when you have an interesting take or a contrary take, you know, we don't particularly want a bunch of people coming in here and agreeing with us all the time. It's always fun to hear alternative views. So we look forward to that portion of the program, as well as some other movements behind the scenes here at American Journal that I'm excited to announce to you as well. But first, we'll start again today, as we did yesterday, with a little musical interlude. This time it's the Q Shaman on the Alex Jones Show has been remixed into a song. I hope you enjoy it. I hope I enjoy it, too. I haven't heard it, but the crew assures me it's very entertaining. So here it is to begin your day, the Q Shaman on the Alex Jones Show remix.
I love you, dude. I love you, but you gotta let me talk.
Highest level military intelligence. Tell me more about it.
Are you waiting for your turn to speak, sir? Are you listening? Are you
tell me about the highest level military intelligence.
You keep interrupting me.
Because you're lying! You're full of shit. I will not suffer your two people after this. Because you're lying! You're full of shit. All of it, dude. And I'm sick of it. I'm not knocking people around the queue. I'm just telling you. Oh, he's part of a larger thing of Q. Is he Q? I understand. Magical powers. I'm at you with your wizard's powers. Oh, no. From some small part of the larger Q universe. We're now learning the secret of Q power. He is a Q priest. Is a religion. Q told us that Hillary was in a prison. He's a well-meaning person, but he's a lightweight. Jake the Barbarian, I guess, was his earlier incantation or incarnation. We have Q on the line. Q Shaman. Listen, you're a Q wizard. A Q Shaman. You are a shamanic wizard. We get that. Q Shaman. Go ahead, Q Shaman.
You keep interrupting me.
Because you're lying! You're full of shit. I will not suffer your two people after this. Because you're lying! You're full of shit. All of it, dude. And I'm sick of it. Q is like people that look at clouds. One sees a giraffe, one sees an elephant. I have a southern military intelligence. The almighty Q Lord, you are his priest. I don't know if he's for real or whether he's hired a kite. And it's always, oh, there's energy. So you got a bunch of Q-tards into the camp. InfoWars is a archetypal classic example of free, independent, organic
resistance against tyranny. You built InfoWars. You spread the word. You prayed for us. You bought the products. You called in. You made recommendations. InfoWars is as much yours as it is mine. And that's why the enemy is so upset that under the deplatforming, under all the DNC lawsuits, under all the attack, in many ways, we've become stronger. With Band.video, the redesigned InfoWars, with all of our great crew, with documentary films and 10 hours of live radio and TV a day, we are the resistance. You are the resistance. So remember, this arsenal of freedom is waiting for you to continue to spread the word about it and to continue for you to support, because this is something we built together. It's not just a national treasure. It's a treasure worldwide against the tyrants, and they know it, and they can't stand it. And as everything we talked about comes true, our credibility only goes up together. So I salute you all.
You're watching The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch live right now at band.video.
All right, welcome back, folks. It is American Journal on InfoWars.com and band.video. I thank you so much for being here with us today. As well as for supporting us at InfoWarsStore.com, it means so much to us. We are going to be taking your phone calls as the show progresses. The number to dial, 1-877-789-2539. That's 1-877-789-2539. Give us a call about anything and everything you see in the news today. Guys, we have the stinger ready? Fire the stinger. Yeah, it's a little glitchy, but we'll get that sorted out soon enough. This is it, your daily dispatch for the 3rd of February, 2021. 750 Christians massacred by the Ethiopian government. Where is the outcry? Around 750 members of Tigray's Miriam Tiasson Church died fighting against Ethiopian federal troops joined by the Amhara militia in December. Many Ethiopian Christians believe the Ark of the Covenant is housed at that church, which is likely why so many people would put their lives on the line to protect it. The Belgium-based Europe External Program with Africa exposed the dreadful attack in a January report. InfoWars.com asked the question, how could such a massive loss of life go largely unnoticed in the Western media? Sadly, the answer is that the globalist-run media does not want to bring attention to the increasing persecution of Christians. Absolutely horrifying stuff, and not a particular surprise that we actually haven't heard too much about it. It looks like the GameStop Wall Street's bet shenanigans may have come to an end, with GameStop shares plunging below $100 as Wall Street bets traders face huge losses. GameStop's stock price cratered on Tuesday, falling 60% to $90 a share. The drop signaled that the popular Wall Street's bet Reddit stock market discussion board, a major force behind last week's spectacular rally in the troubled video game retailer shares and others, may be losing its magic to move the market. Maybe it had to do a little bit with the collusion and cooperation between Robinhood and other trading applications and their superiors at the big banks. Meanwhile, the United Airlines CEO says that mandatory vaccines will become what most companies do. In a speech to business leaders in Chicago, United Airlines CEO Scott Kirby said that he expects business to demand employees be vaccinated and that people will accept it just as they have accepted wearing the masks. Well, you got used to that. Prepare for us to step it up a notch or two. Appearing at the Economic Club of Chicago on Tuesday, Kirby pushed mandatory vaccines for employees, saying it will just become what is expected and what most companies do. Once the ball gets rolling, it's going to roll all the way to the bottom, he declared, adding that a big second wave of companies will mandate vaccines in a snowball effect. We've been telling you this ever since the entire COVID scam began. We said they're not going to mandate vaccines through the government, since the American people will probably not stand for that. They will, however, let companies do it, and the American people will have no choice if they want to participate in economic life. Meanwhile, a lot of immigration news on the docket. Joe Biden seeks to surge foreign-born voting population ahead of elections. This story also at Infowars.com. President Joe Biden is looking to surge the number of legal immigrants who become naturalized American citizens and are thus eligible to vote ahead of the 2022 midterms and 2024 presidential election. In an executive order on Tuesday, Biden ordered multiple federal agencies to work to boost the rates of legal immigrants becoming naturalized citizens. The order seeks to eliminate barriers and otherwise improve the existing naturalization process and substantially reduce current naturalization processing times and make naturalization process more accessible to all eligible individuals, including through a potential reduction of the naturalization fee and restoration of the fee waiver process. Or you can just sneak across the border and get amnesty. Either way, it works for them. Biden administration, I love how they put this, prepares to open overflow facility for migrant children. This was Trump. It would be Trump campaign promises to put more children in cages. Again, we could go on and on about the absurdity of this, but I think this meme does a good job of surmising it pretty accurately. Kids in cages for Donald Trump, unaccompanied migrant children in overflow facilities for the Joe Biden campaign. This is the anatomy of a psychological operation and doublespeak. Modern 1984 style doublespeak. CNN is missing Trump this week. CNN primetime ratings fall back to earth in the first post-Trump week, falling by nearly 50%. The metrics show that CNN ended the final week of January with ratings dropping roughly 44% for total audience versus prior week across 3 hours of primetime. So that's good news, right? Now the American people can just go back to sleep, just stop caring about what's going on. You're not being artificially aggravated. You aren't having lies convince you that the world is burning. So now you can just go back to sleep and let the totalitarian corporate overlords do what they will without the pesky meddling of the corporate media exposing all of it to you and making you upset. Just go back to sleep, America. Trump is gone. The big bad man is vanquished. Now just let the corporate overlords do with you what they will. Yes, the war drums are continuing to beat from dailycaller.com. Israel predicts 6 month timeline for Iran to have enough fissile. What the heck is that? For nuclear weapons. Israel's energy minister predicted Tuesday that Iran is 6 months away from making the fissile necessary to build a nuclear weapon, according to Reuters. So our new overlord, Blinken, says it's only weeks away. Israel says it's 6 months away. They also say they'll attack Iran if the U.S. signs an agreement with Iran. The point being, within the year, we will likely see a massive ground invasion of the country of Iran, sending many of our military boys to die in a godforsaken desert for no discernible American security reason. And it's a very efficient way of clearing the ranks of those pesky Trump supporters still in the military. Scientists ominously warn COVID is reducing fertility. This from Summit.News. You can find it also at Infowars.com. A new study notes sperm concentration was reduced by 516%, mobility by 209%, and sperm cell shape was altered by 400%. Steve Watson notes, just when you thought the future couldn't get more dystopian, scientists have issued more stark warnings that COVID-19 is reducing fertility in men and could contribute to the depopulation of the planet. Just your normal average flu, right? I'm sure this came from a bat. But of course, this is not welcome news. In addition to this story, 5.8 million fewer babies, America's lost decade in fertility. American women had 5.8 million fewer babies over the last decade. The lion's share of missing babies would have been born to Hispanic moms. Had birth rates remained at 2008 levels, 2019 would have been the first year when non-Hispanic whites did not represent a majority of new mothers. Maybe that's why Joe Biden and his administration are rapidly seeking to replace the dying out American population with foreigners. Some might call this genocide. Weird. Here's one of the strangest news that goes directly along with what I just said. The DOJ targets Elon Musk's SpaceX for allegedly preferring to hire U.S. citizens. That's right. The U.S. Department of Justice is investigating SpaceX for hiring American citizens over foreigners. because that's what our government is supposed to do, make sure that American people aren't reaping the benefits of living in America. According to the DOJ, in March 2020, a non-U.S. citizen inquiring about the position of technology strategy associate at SpaceX was asked about his citizenship status. DOJ attorney Lisa Sandoval stated that SpaceX ultimately failed to hire him for the position because he was not a U.S. citizen or lawful permanent resident. Not a permanent resident, not a lawful resident, a foreigner. How dare you not hire him in favor of somebody who is, in fact, an American? Yes, the war on the American people is off to a roaring start and only promises to increase as we move forward into the dystopian hell that our overlords at media and big tech have established for us. That's your Daily Dispatch for the 3rd of February, 2021.
We have the technocrats are controlling the food supply. Secure your own safe source of food supply sale. It's the new prices in 2021, but it's the lowest price for high-quality food you're going to find at InfoWarsStore.com. The subsection is PrepareWithAlex.com. And as all these globalists do this, and as they hoard the food and as they prepare, you need to understand that you need 25-year food supply, the last 25 years. 1 month, 3 months, 6 months, 1 year supplies, and it's the highest quality you're going to find. And it's just good to have that checkbox taken care of, and you know you're getting good food at a very good price, and you know that a small percentage of it, because there's not much profit in this, goes to us to fund our operation. So, preparewithalex.com or InfoWarsStore.com. You can find the preparedness section there, water filtration, air filtration. It's all there. The technocrats are getting ready to bring in all the forced GMO and more. It's time to start getting prepared. It starts with self-defense. It starts with being prepared. It starts with storable food. It starts with digging in. With a long globalist fight, you'll win in the end.
Webster's Dictionary has a very simple definition of terrorism. Other dictionaries have similar ones. Terrorism is the threat of force, or actually carrying out force, for a political or financial reason. It's basically scaring the hell out of people until you submit to them. That's exactly what all this overblown COVID-19 garbage is. You see the headlines from CNN, ABC News. Doctors say it's worse than they ever thought. COVID more devastating than they could ever imagine. They told us that 2.5 million people would be dead just 8 months ago within 3 months. Okay? It's 250,000 if you count all of the people that died of other things. We're talking 96% had comorbidity. These are real numbers. These are real facts. This is the Chicken Little event where we all run in our houses, never come out, and are taught we're not essential, while the big box stores and Amazon take over the planet. Rebuke it. Stand up against it. This is slavery. It is not something you can put up with and survive.
As men age, they often experience a slowdown in vitality, energy, and overall wellness. And that's why we made one of our most popular formulas to date, Super Male Vitality, specifically designed to assist the body in regulating proper balance to create superior vitality in males. Now look, this unique formula promotes your body's own natural responses, and it contains no synthetic chemicals and no unwanted additives. Yes. We're talking about ancient wisdom combined with modern technology, working together in perfect synchronicity to help you get the most out of this herb-packed formula. So what are you waiting for? Go to the InfoWars store. Never been a better time than right now. Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com.
I love the Patriot Blend Wake Up America coffee. I just love it. I can't get enough of it. We've got a fresh brew right now. That's what fills my mug. That's what fills my belly. That's what fills my soul. Wake Up America Patriot Blend Coffee. Folks, we have had this coffee for years at InfoWarsStore.com. Years. Never raised the price. Never. The Wake Up America Blend, the best coffee. The crew here loves it. We drink it every day. And of course, that's just one of the great ways you can support InfoWars here. Everybody drinks coffee, or just about everybody. Why not support InfoWars and keep the coffee supply at your house with the Wake Up America Patriot Blend. Of course, read all the great reviews. Pretty much perfect review there. 4.9 star. When you have thousands of reviews, it's impossible to have a perfect review unless literally everybody gives it 5 stars. So, I mean, if you have 4.9, that's pretty much everybody who gives it a 5 star, except maybe one or two people. Patriot Blend, 100% organic coffee, only available at InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news. today.
All right, welcome, ladies and gentlemen, back to AmericanJournalInfoWars.com band.video. I'm going to show a clip of Paul Joseph Watson. I'm going to save it for the next segment, though, so we can get the whole thing in. It's called WokeLeaks. It's a new version of WikiLeaks where those who are within the woke establishment are revealing their experiences of just the insanity that goes on there. But I want to take a moment in this segment. Of course, I'll go to your calls in just a moment. But I want a quick follow-up to a story that we covered yesterday. This was Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez's tearful imaginings of what went on in the Capitol on January 6th. Because I really think it's worth noting exactly what we're dealing with here and how truly emblematic it is of what the entire country is going through right now. The story from TheHill.com, Ocasio-Cortez's story of Capitol riots earns praise, raises questions. Representative AOC took to Instagram on Monday for the first time to describe her personal experience during the January 6th Capitol riot. Her public statements about her most intimate and at times desperate thoughts during the chaos have earned praise from colleagues and pundits and chiding from some critics. Revealing that she's a survivor of sexual assault, Ocasio-Cortez says locking herself inside a bathroom at the Capitol during the rioting had a similar feeling to that at the time of her assault. Now, here's the weird question. I don't think she was at the Capitol. This is what we've been hearing. Of course, we remember that, you know, I was covering this live when it was happening, reacting to the riot as it was taking place. I remember at least Ilhan Omar and a few others were posting pictures of the riot from separate buildings, you know, as they were watching the chaos take place from a building across the street from the Capitol. Now, she was in the office with another lady, that lady's office, also across the street from the Capitol. So we're not even really sure if she was in the Capitol at this time or not. A little bit weird. But she says, the Congresswoman said lawmakers who have called on Americans to move on from the insurrection are using the same strategies as abusers and their enablers. These are tactics that abusers use, she said. The folks who are saying we should move on, we shouldn't have accountability, etc., are saying, can you just forget about this so we can do it again? Okay, here's the thing, though. You're imagining things, Alexandria. You were not attacked. There was not an assassination plot against you. This is all in your head. And I think this is the main thing. This is what I mean by it being emblematic. She describes, you know, experiencing this insane fear. She's like hiding and running around. And it's like this guy busts in. They hear a voice saying like, where is she? Where is she? And she says, I thought everything was over. I felt like my brain was able to have so many thoughts in this moment between these screams and yells of where is she? Where is she? The man turned out to be a Capitol police officer who Ocasio-Cortez said was acting aggressive and suspicious. So this is all in her head. She was never in any danger. She imagined the danger. She imagined she was under attack. The person who was looking for her was actually a police officer to protect her. But it's like, oh, but his brow was furrowed. And so I felt like I was in danger. It's all in her head. And yet she is then projecting this onto the situation and then demands that you acknowledge, respect, and like treat her completely false imaginings as if they're real and then to act on them. It's absolutely insane. And of course, Michael Tracy was trending yesterday for basically calling this emotional manipulation. And he's such a good writer. I can't phrase it any better than him. He's responding to Amber Athey, who says AOC's live stream was manipulative. And Tracy was right to say so. Sexual assault and trauma are not weapons to be used to win political arguments. Michael Tracy responds, she invoked her alleged sexual assault in order to shame as abusive those who don't uncritically affirm her histrionic account of what occurred at the Capitol. If you don't see the manipulativeness inherent in that rhetorical tactic, you are delusional. Yes, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, also completely delusional. Her fear was a illusion. It was faced on a delusion. It wasn't actually anything happening to her. Nobody was attacking her. Nobody was coming after her. It was a police officer looking for her to escort her to a safer location. It was all in her head. This is, I mean, right now we have the entire Washington, D.C. under military lockdown. We have purges going on in the Pentagon. We have people being arrested and put in jail and facing 10 years on for memes or for entering the Capitol when the doors were opened for them by police officers. All of this is predicated on imaginary threats, completely baseless, unfounded, delusional threats that aren't coming from anywhere, that aren't threatening anyone, and yet they're acting as if, and they demand you act as if, these things are real. She is an insane person who, instead of just being like, wow, I guess I wasn't in a lot of threat, I guess, you know, that was a police officer coming to look for me, I feel kind of silly now. She's like, no, I was scared, and you must acknowledge and respect my insanity and treat it as if it was real. Treat my illusions and my delusions as if they are legitimate. It's baffling, to say the least. And then Ilhan Omar, of course, chimes in saying, y'all stop invalidating. Yeah, y'all. Y'all. A Somali woman from Minnesota saying y'all. That's cultural appropriation, I believe. But then again, so is women speaking in public. So she's appropriating all of our culture, I guess. She says, y'all stop invalidating AOC's experiences because you aren't hearing about the experiences of other members. Stop invalidating her experience. And this is what it's all about. It's like, I can just lie. I can just say, I imagined that somebody was attacking me. It wasn't true. I wasn't under threat. It was actually an officer coming to help me. But if you say that, you're invalidating my experience. It was real in my mind. It was real in my imagination. So it's real now in real life, and you have to treat it as such. It's completely bonkers. And I don't even know what else I can say. Ocasio-Cortez's revelation earned praise from allies and some of the media, with many calling it vulnerable and applauding her courage in sharing the traumatic story. You're so brave to tell us this bizarre fantasy you had based on nothing, totally fabricated. And it's like, there are other people being like, it could have been a bloodbath. Yeah, it could have been, if that was the intent, if the people were actually violent, if it was actually an insurrection or a riot or a coup, then yeah, it could have been violent. If the people actually had weapons, yeah, they might have hurt somebody, but they didn't, and they weren't, and it wasn't. They were going in, taking pictures of themselves, sitting in chairs, running around, screaming, chanting, waving American flags. And you psychopathic narcissists are just imagining that you were under threat, and then you demand that everybody else adhere to that and uplift that. It's completely insane. And then on top of that, like, that's all just the normal story. Then it's like, oh, but I was sexually assaulted once, which who knows what that means now? I mean, literally, who knows? People like go to jail for sexual assault when they like, you know, brush a bug off someone's shoulder. And it's just like, oh my God, that was my sexual assault. So who knows what her actual story was? But again, it's just pure, just 100% pure emotional manipulation, being like, oh, I'm just going to be a girl that cries and then talks about sexual trauma in my past. So if you dare question this fictional account that I completely imagined, then not only do you hate me, you hate all women, and you're a rape apologist. We cannot continue like this, folks.
The Pope came out yesterday and announced a global government corporate alliance to redistribute wealth and create a planetary universal income, which, of course, the United Nations and global corporations will control through the apps on your phone and finally a chip under your skin. It's all now completely official, part of the UN Great Reset of the Davos Group and Klaus Schwab. All officially written about in hundreds of books by Schwab and Rockefeller Foundation, all the rest of them. Agenda 21, Agenda 2030, it's here. And it only gets worse, like being fed into a wood chipper or a meat grinder, until you reject it all. And the rejection starts with realizing it's a spiritual battle, good versus evil, and stopping abortion. We must start valuing human life again. We must start saying that we are not expendable, that we are not disposable, that we are essential. Until we do that, we are all slaves. We must stand up and declare our basic God-given human rights now.
Hey, Alex, how you doing, man? Is this the guy that called in about Living Defense?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I've been trying to get a hold of you since Monday when I heard you got that fresh shipment of Living Defense in from Utah. I said, man, I got to get on that show and give him an update. I said, if I ever get a chance to be on the Alex Jones show, I'm going to tell the world about Living Defense and what it did for me personally. Now, look, I'm 64 years old, going on 20, thanks to this InfoWars store products. And by the way, I bought $800 worth the other night, so I'm doing what I can, brother. So what my contention is, why don't we start this new year off right with everybody getting a couple bottles of Living Defense? Now, you got to follow that up with the Micros VX. I learned that.
So it's like God working is so amazing. We didn't know. We didn't screen your call. We had no idea. And I go to you a year later, and you're here telling people about Living Defense. Living Defense. Living Defense.
I've got some bad news. Our best-selling Vitamin Mineral Fusion has sold out because people understand in these stressful times, it's now more important than ever to boost your body's natural defenses. But here's the good news. Turmeric acts in very similar ways and is so good for inflammation, so good for your immune system. And we've got two great turmeric formulas. One is Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula that is a dried turmeric extract, 95% curcuminoid. People love it. That's selling out. But despite that, it's still discounted at InfoWarsStore.com. And then also selling out this week is our liquid turmeric extract. It's called liquid turmeric extract. People really love it. It's extremely strong as well. It's selling out. And your purchase doesn't just help yourself and your body. It also funds the InfoWar and keeps us on air while they're trying to shut everybody down. So thank you all for your support. Please visit InfoWarsStore.com and find so many other great items that will enrich yourself and your family's life and fund the InfoWar. God bless and good luck.
The Resistance.video. The Resistance.video. The Resistance.video. The Resistance.video. The Resistance.video. The Resistance.video. Infowars.com. Newswars.com. Band.video. And hundreds of other URLs we've launched have been banned. That's why every month we launch a new URL before they ban it. But Soros and Bill Gates and the globalists are on our tail. But the new website is theresistance.video, theresistance.video. They're trying to block us because the truth is powerful and can defeat them. So the new URL that links right to band.video and all of our videos and all of our documentaries and all the special reports and all the suppressed information is at theresistance.video. Share the link, theresistance.video, theresistance.video.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
All right, folks, I'm changing my mind again. I'm going to push the Paul Joseph Watson video back to hour three since I ranted about AOC for that entire segment, and I want to go to your calls for the rest of this hour. But first, I will want to give you a brief update in our fight against COVID-19, COVID-21, I guess you could say. Here is your little news break about COVID-19. Fauci says that 70% to 85% of Americans need to be fully vaccinated for a return to normal. So far, it's less than 2%. So let's go ahead and extrapolate that. If we've got 2% in about a month of having the vaccine, it's going to take no less than 35 months to get up to that 70%. That's not including the fact that you have to wait at least a month in between two shots. So basically, Fauci's telling us this is our new normal for the next 3 years, at least. That's also not including the new strains. That's not including any other nonsense that comes up in the meantime. So they're now telegraphing to you, prepare to be in lockdown, wearing a mask, unable to see your friends and family for upwards of 3 years at the very least. What I say to that is go suck an exhaust pipe. I'm done with this. It's ridiculous. I love this from Garbage Human on Twitter. He says, I no longer live in a serious country. This is Australia. Townsville man charged with rape of woman on morning walk to be granted bail. Side by side with the headline, Perth man refused bail for allegedly refusing to wear face during strict lockdown. Rape a woman while she's walking down the street. Goodbye, fair riddance, you know, thanks for coming in. You know, please come back to court later. You're free to go. Oh, you didn't wear a mask? You're not going anywhere, mister. You're a danger to society. You're a threat. Prepare to be locked down forever. The WHO experts investigating the origin of the virus visit a lab in Wuhan. A lab. Not just a lab. They're visiting a lab in Wuhan. Certainly not the epicenter of the virus outbreak. Certainly not a lab in coordination with the NIH, Dr. Fauci, and Bill Gates that were working on gain-of-function operations with the bat coronavirus with very low standards of safety and protocol. Certainly, they probably got more information from the market they visited yesterday. But first, go to the market. First, make sure there aren't any pangolins or woodchucks with any other dangerous DNA-altering HIV-injected viruses in those. No, yeah, and then we're just going to cruise on by the old laboratory. I'm sure the Chinese communists are going to be very open and honest about their procedure and where things came from. France raises more questions about AstraZeneca jab as Oxford releases new data. So long story short, the first dose alone offers 76% protection. So not even 90% protection, just 76% protection on the first one. And now they're saying that you actually should wait 3 months before receiving your second dose, in which case your immunity rises to the heights of 82%. So you'll never be fully vaccinated from this. So it's not really a vaccine at all, if you want to take those numbers for it. Just long story short, we're flying by the seat of our pants here. The science is constantly contradicting itself. It means absolutely nothing. It doesn't matter how many vaccines we get. We'll never be at full vaccination. New strains are coming out constantly. Even if you get the vaccine, you still have to wear the mask. Your country's still in lockdown. You're still not allowed to go to work, and you can still get the virus. So what's the point of all of this? The point of all of it is to enslave you and your family, and we've been telling you about it for years. Merck stops the COVID vaccine, saying studies showed people were better off just catching the virus and recovering. That may be the case, except it also deforms your sperm and makes you infertile when you get it. So there's that. There's also very many reports coming out, and again, it's hard to confirm these because the mainstream media won't touch them with a 10-foot pole. From Martin Vernon, he says, 1 month into the care home vaccination program, I'm deeply concerned to be seeing COVID-19 infection outbreaks among first dose vaccinated residents within and beyond 21 days of vaccination. He asks, are any other clinicians seeing this happening? Rachel Hutchinson responds, a friend of mine works in a care home in Bristol and they had 6 deaths in a spate of 10 days after all received the first dose. I keep seeing the same on Twitter. No, nothing in MSM is worrying. Yeah, no, they're not going to report on this. If it goes against their dogma, if it goes against their religion, which is the religion of the state, religion of the globalist, then they're not going to report on it. That's the way our world operates now. It's not about science or truth. It's about what supports their narrative. So if you're learning that, hey, you know, just like that video we played last week of the care home nurse saying we didn't have a single COVID death in the entire 9 months of the outbreak until we got the vaccines. And then as soon as we got the vaccines, like 10 people died. You will not see that reported on the mainstream news because it counters their narrative. It counters their delusions. So they will silence it. This is the world that we live in now. Be prepared for it. Let's go out to your calls now. Justin in California. Fraud election. Thanks for calling in, Justin. You're on the air.
Hi, how you doing?
I'm doing well, thank you.
All right, yeah, man. So first of all, I just want to say, you know, I'm a longtime listener, first time caller. I'm a financial supporter. I'm out here telling people on the street, get into arguments, you know, all the time.
Excellent.
But anyways, I just want to bring up a couple points, dude, to all the people out there. They stole this election right in front of us. There is no taking this country back. You know, there's no voting. It's all over. You know, I'm still going to vote because I'd rather make them steal it than just give it to them. But I understand that if they could do this in front of us with Trump in office, how do you take back power when they have all the power? You know?
Yeah, yeah, it's a great point. It's what we've been saying forever. It's like, how did we know they were going to steal it 3 months before the election happened? Because they were laying the groundwork for it. They were insisting on the mail-in voting. We saw all of the inconsistencies. We saw all the fraud happening long before the election even occurred. Then on the day of the election, we saw the fraud just blatantly, openly, unambiguously. The election was stolen from us. And then any attempt to get that evidence actually heard in court or in front of an audience that could do anything was completely stifled and shut down, and not a single court appearance has been made of this evidence. So, yeah, completely blatant. You're exactly right. They have stolen all of them. Do you think, Justin, that there's any hope that now that we know the way they operate and we know the way that they steal things, that perhaps we'll be a little bit more prepared next election? We'll actually have poll observers who won't be intimidated by a bunch of, you know, screeching poll workers and watchers demanding that they leave. Do you think maybe people are now going to take this a little bit more seriously and prevent them from stealing it again? Is there any glimmer of hope in that direction?
Well, you know what? Like I said, I'm still going to do my due diligence. I'm still going to vote. You know, I'm still going to do what I know I got to do. Make them steal it. You know, like, I lock up my stuff. I know they could bring bolt cutters and cut a lock, but I'm still going to lock it.
Right.
Make them use the bolt cutters. You know, make them steal it. Don't just give it to them. But at the end of the day, nah, I don't think so. I think it's over, you know, as far as, like, what our thoughts of America is. I think we're facing some judgment from God. We have no promises here in America. We're not promised to be a country, you know. There's no prophecies that says America is going to stand, you know, forever. We're a young country, you know, and 245 years, like, we're very young. And we've turned our back on God, and I believe that we're going down from here, but I also believe that, hey, I'm going to fight to the bitter end. And, you know, I love InfoWars. I love you guys so much. You know, I found you guys about 6 years ago, and I've tuned in every day. If it's just looking at articles, I mean, every single day I tune in. And I love all the products, too. You know, the fish oil is what I'm on right now, and I like it. But, you know, honestly, in the Bible, it says that in the end times, he's going to send a strong delusion on the world, and people will believe the lie.
Yeah.
And that's what you see.
Yeah, yeah. I completely agree with you. We're coming up against a commercial break here, Justin, but I so appreciate your support and your call, and you fighting the good fight there in the, you know, occupied zone that is California. You're fighting an uphill battle, but thank God we need more people like you. And yeah, America's over, folks. Like, we've lost. It's time to shift into a new gear for ourselves.
There are thousands of ideologies out there, hundreds of different political systems, and most of them are funded by the globalist. InfoWars is truly the tip of the spear of the zeitgeist. That's why the globalists are obsessed with it, trying to shut it down. I didn't invent all this. I went and researched the Renaissance, Americana, and what really works for humanity, and I'm simply trying to bring it back. And lo and behold, it's super popular like it's always been. That's why the globalists are trying to shut it down so desperately, because we have the light in the dark of the night that sends chills up my spine. So whatever you do, continue to support yourself and InfoWars by buying the great products at InfoWarsStore.com, by spreading the articles, by spreading the videos, and by praying for this operation and for praying for this nation and the world for peace and discernment. For myself and the whole InfoWars family, I want to thank all of you for what you've done, because without you, InfoWars is nothing. You are the InfoWar, and I salute you.
The ultimate fluoride-free charcoal mouthwash is now available at InfoWarsStore.com and DrJonesNaturals.com for the lowest price possible to complete your daily mouth cleaning routine. It is the perfect companion to the new activated charcoal toothpaste, all under our new line by Dr. Jones Naturals, that will naturally give your mouth and breath a deep clean. This mouthwash only uses the best natural ingredients like real peppermint oil, thyme oil, xylitol, and of course, high-quality charcoal. Not only fluoride-free, this mouthwash is completely free of other dangerous ingredients such as SLS, harsh detergents, BPA, and so much more. As soon as you use it, you can tell that this formula is the real deal. So get your bottle of the new activated charcoal mouthwash right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
There are almost no free independent media infrastructures in the United States, much less in the entire world. InfoWars is standalone with our own radio and TV satellite uplinks and hundreds of stations picking us up. Almost no one else has that, especially anybody covering real issues of global populism, the right to self-defense, and exposing the anti-human globalist death agenda. That's why when we go out and shoot videos, they're at band.video. They're not allowed to be on Twitter, on YouTube, on Facebook. That's why it's so precious, because as censorship expands to everyone, which it is now, with AI monitoring controlling what you can say and do, it's going to be the OACs, like band.video, and the now redesigned Infowars.com that become more and more important, which they are. And the enemy is suing us, attacking us, hacking us, lying about us, sabotaging us, infiltrating us, trying to shut us down right now, because they're coming after everyone. So spread the word now. We told you it was coming. Under the United Nations pilot program in Singapore, for 8 months, they made citizens wear bracelets on their arms that make them social distance and report them back to cell towers to track their every movement. This is for everybody. But wait, it's better. Now France has programs in their factories, government pushed and sponsored, to make everyone wear actual dog collars that can make you social distance and report back to central computers. They're turning us into a commodity. Human-animal clones have been around for 50 years. It's all being announced. They are literally taking over the life cycle of humans and making us obsolete. And big corporations now claim that they own us with these gene therapy systems and patents that they've produced. Do you understand? It is a takeover of the entire species at the genetic level, and now they're coming with dog collars, and they're announcing in public schools in the U.S. starting next year it will begin. Did you hear me? Dog collars for your children, all based on a hoax, all based on a lie. InfoWars will continue to spread the word to fight back.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
We'll go out to your phone calls once again in just a moment. But you know, the most frustrating thing about working at InfoWars is we don't get no respect. We get no respect whatsoever. And, it can be a little bit frustrating, especially from people that should know better. I guess yesterday Newsmax got into a little bit of hot water. You can always tell something. It's like, even if you don't see the thing that happens, like I sign on Twitter and it's just a ton of people being like, well, Newsmax is over. I'm done with Newsmax. I never trusted Newsmax anyway. And it's like, whoa, what happened here? Apparently one of their hosts, I guess, cut off Mike Lindell, the MyPillow CEO, when he started talking about election fraud. And everybody's very disappointed in this. And, oh, we trusted Newsmax too much, too fast. OAN's the way to go. The Fox News, we're going back to Fox News. And it's like, or you go to InfoWars, or you could go to the guys that have been covering this, you know, with courage, with complete abandon. Like, we don't hold back. We don't temper our message. We tell you exactly what's going on, often weeks or months before anybody else gets around to it. But we get no, there you go. Newsmax anchor walks away from Mike Lindell interview, after he won't drop fraud claims. Does Mike Lindell want to come on for an hour? Does he want to host this show for me tomorrow? Like, we'll give him the whole thing. This is the way we operate here. Completely fearless, completely open, completely truth-centered, no bones about it. So if you're constantly being disappointed by these fake alternative news outlets, there is a very simple alternative, and it's InfoWars. And we're right about all of this, and we continually say stuff that just gets proven right later, and then people give them the credit or whatever, and then everybody goes on their shows. Mike Lindell will go on their shows. They'll all go on their shows. They don't come on our show because, you know, whatever. We don't get any respect. And then at the same time, you have like all these people being like, you know, this 84-year-old man was killed just brutally while, you know, was walking around and just bashed and murdered, during a walk yesterday. And, I keep seeing people on Twitter like, mainstream, nobody's covering this. I'm not seeing this on any media outlets. And it's like, I did a segment on it. Owen did a segment on it yesterday. In a very long one he did. I don't know if Alex covered it, but I wouldn't be surprised if he did. I played this video over and over again yesterday. And it's like, no, but no media outlets covered it. Nobody's brave enough to touch this. Nobody at all. It's like, maybe you can just watch InfoWars and realize that we're covering all this stuff continuously. Just imagine. Imagine being an 84-year-old man fighting in World War II, living through the Vietnam War, just the life that this man has had. Now, towards the end, he's still obviously spry. He's still up walking around, but he's being forced to stay inside. He's at high risk, so he's probably not seeing any family members, but he gets a, you know, his one maybe enjoyment of the day is going on a little jaunt, a little walk around his neighborhood. He hears suddenly the pounding of footsteps. His head hits the brick wall and he's dead. What a horrific end to that American. The guy who did it wasn't caught. There's no leads. They don't know who he is. Just a black guy, just a young black guy in San Francisco. Yeah, try hunting him down. Yeah, so we'll cover it. We'll continue to cover it. We'll cover the 750 Christians massacred when nobody else does. We'll cover all of it. And we're only able to do that because at least you out there, I'm not talking to you. Obviously, if you're watching this program, you get it. You understand. You're tuned in. You know where the real news is. And it's right here on InfoWars. So if you do want to support us, please go to InfoWarsStore.com. You can turbocharge your defenses with our incredible new sale. Now, because of the slow destruction of the supply chain, we're actually having to end sales on some of our fan favorite products. But we do want you to be able to turbocharge your body's natural defenses for less. We're bringing a fresh new set of sales on other classic InfoWars Life products. The DNA Force Plus is selling out fast, but it's 25% off. Massive discounts on that bombshell product. Ultra 12 is back in stock and it's 50% off. The Liquid Pure Turmeric Extract is 50% off. Lung Cleanse Plus is back in stock for 50% off. So much great stuff. The Pure Turmeric Extract is definitely worth a try, especially if you are a fan of Bod Ease. It's the same active ingredient, that turmeric and the incredible I can't say it right now. You know what it is though. It's the orange stuff. It's the stuff that gives it that great orange glow. And that's the real powerful aspect of turmeric. And now on top of, you know, everybody in the globalist spectrum despising us and attempting to take us down, I literally cannot make claims about what turmeric does, despite the fact that it has decades of research behind it. So I'm just going to tell you, go look up the power of turmeric. Go search turmeric. Maybe search turmeric and cancer and see what responses come up. I'm not making any claims. I'm not telling you anything because we're under strict observation here. So I'm not making any claims. I'm not saying it's going to do anything for you. What I am saying is go ahead and type in turmeric and cancer into Google, do some research, and then go buy the Pure Turmeric Extract at 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying, okay? We thank you so much for your support, InfoWarsStore.com. Back out to the calls. Jay in Florida, thanks for calling in. Thank you for holding. You are on the air, sir.
To my fellow Americans, I can feel your pain. I can see it in your eyes. Product of a system based off of lies. I understand your anger, but you have to realize you've been socially engineered to be the fate of your demise. Say America, and they censor it. They act like they're so sensitive. Their lies are repetitive, manipulate your mind so you submit like a sedative. So now you see the censorship. They want you off the virtual premises. Dehumanize you and your relatives, sue you for a headline just to make you a nemesis. I can feel it coming in the atmosphere. I can feel the future, see the damage here. I keep hearing voices and they want to smear. I keep pushing hope because they're pushing fear. I keep pushing hoping that we're going to make it. I keep hoping that we won't take it. I keep waiting for the day we break it. Those chains that continue to enslave me and you, we can't quit. It's the death of a nation. They want us all dead. Final destination. I stand alone. Need no representation. But God Almighty with no hesitation. They track and control and send you sensations. They use your phone with signals of temptation. Devil is clever, but I know what we're facing. Life is a book and you gotta be patient. But right now I feel like Book of Revelation. God is my glory and you will not change it. What's up, Harrison?
Hey, bravo. Is this who I think it is?
Nope.
It's not? Is this MAGA Titan?
No, that guy died a long time ago.
Damn, that was very impressive, my friend. Very impressive indeed. I like that a lot. You're making me want to freestyle, but I won't. I won't do it on camera, but I could if I wanted.
Got to let Trump go, man.
Let him go.
Yep.
What do we do now?
We the people. We the people. Pray to God.
Wow.
Spend time with your family. Build your community. Preach the word of Jesus Christ.
That was powerful stuff, man. Can we, where can people go to hear more, poetry like that?
Nowhere. Nowhere.
You're off everything, huh?
I'm nowhere. But, just want to say Jesus Christ loves you all. Pray for this nation. Pray to God. Stay close to God. That's all you can do. There's nothing, you can search for all the information you want in the world, but God is almighty, and I pray for all of you. Amen.
Amen, man. Powerful stuff, dude. Thank you so much. That was great. And he's gone. Just like that, man. He's in and he's out. That was powerful stuff. All right, let's go to Jack in Illinois, shall we? Jack in Illinois, it's not required that you rhyme, but it definitely helps. You're on the air, sir.
Good morning, Harrison. How are you?
I'm doing well, thank you.
So, real quick, I wanted to point out a couple things. I don't know if you've heard of Whitney Webb.
Yeah.
She has a really good article about Biden's nominee for cabinet level science position is Epstein-linked geneticist. He's an expert in the CRISPR gene editing, Eric Lander. He's up for the Office of Science and Technology Policy, and he's awaiting Senate confirmation. And then had something else I wanted to share. On her Unlimited Hangout website, developers of Oxford AstraZeneca vaccine tied to UK eugenics movement. She goes into great detail about that, but just wanted to throw those two out there.
Thank you. I'll look into that. I mean, I should really do a report. Maybe I'll put that together this afternoon about all of Biden's picks. I mean, every single one I've heard of so far is absolutely atrocious. The things they believe, the things they've said in the past, the things that they are promising to do in the future are absolutely horrific for our country. And this just sounds like a cherry on top. Eric Lander, science and technology, part of CRISPR gene editing. Of course, that's what's going on right now. Gene editing in the mRNA vaccine. I'll look that up. Whitney Webb's a very good resource, and I thank you for that, Jack. We'll be back for the second hour on the other side. It's American Journal. Stay with us.
The globalists are taking control of the entire human genome. They are forcing mutations. This is forced evolution or de-evolution. When you look at all the major research, all the major programs they're carrying out, they are not to produce people that are smarter or folks that live longer or more moral. No, it's turning humanity into a commodity. Now, we see some propaganda like Communist China bragging, hey, we've done mRNA vaccines to make our soldiers supermen. That's a way to make it sexy that, hey, we're experimenting on our troops. Well, the same things would happen to our troops, and thousands and thousands have died each time they tried a new experimental vaccine. And I've talked to high-level folks inside the federal government and the state of Texas Health Department. They say, Alex, we know it hurts a lot of people, but it's for a greater good. But that's not even true. And it violates the Geneva Convention, the Nuremberg Code, federal and state law. This is violence being carried out against us by medical tyranny, and we have a right to resist it with any means necessary.
We have the technocrats are controlling the food supply. Secure your own safe source of food supply sale. It's the new prices in 2021, but it's the lowest price for high quality food you're going to find at InfoWarsStore.com. The subsection is preparewithalex.com. And as all these globalists do this, and as they hoard the food and as they prepare, you need to understand that you need 25-year food supply, the last 25 years, 1 month, 3 months, 6 months, 1 year supplies, and it's the highest quality you're going to find. And it's just good to have that checkbox taken care of, and you know you're getting good food at a very good price, and you know that a small percentage of it, because there's not much profit in this, goes to us to fund our operation. So, preparewithalex.com or InfoWarsStore.com. You can find the preparedness section there, water filtration, air filtration. It's all there. The technocrats are getting ready to bring in all the forced GMO and more. It's time to start getting prepared. It starts with self-defense. It starts with being prepared. It starts with storable food. It starts with digging in. With a long globalist fight, you'll win in the end.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Welcome back, folks. Second hour of American Journal here on InfoWars.com and band.video. Please share these links. Oh, I should also mention, we're making moves here at InfoWars. We're making moves that you may be interested in. And I wrote it down somewhere. We have a new number for you to text and a phrase for you to text. And this will sign you up for the text alerts for American Journal, so you will not miss a show. You'll be texted what the show headline is and a link to the live show every single morning. Go ahead and text Wake Up USA, all one word, Wake Up USA, to 833-470-0438. That's Wake Up USA to 833-470-0438. To get your text alerts for the American Journal. We're very excited. We met with the social media crew yesterday, and we're really trying to expand our presence on alternative social news, social media outlets. And you can find us on everything from Gab, well, I guess Parler's still down, but Gab and Rumble and BitChute and all these other alternative outlets. And so we're very excited to get that going, to make it easier for you guys to share with your friends and to connect with us directly. And I also wanted to, I was going to take this during the break, and then they're like, why don't you take it on air? It's like, obviously I'll take it on air. Of course I will. But it didn't even occur to my mind. I was just like, my back is hurting. I was laying bricks for a sort of walkway that we're doing in my house. And I guess it's once you reach about 30 years old, your body just, revolts against you and won't let you do simple manual labor tasks without leaving you in pain for several days afterwards. So I've been taking Advil and stuff, and it's just not cutting it at all. So I'm sitting here kind of trying to stretch my back out in between breaks, and I realize, you know what I need is bodies. And I look over, and there on the table next to me is a brand new bottle of this incredible supplement. I used to take this quite a bit. And it helped a lot. And so I know it's good stuff. And now that I am in need, I'm going to go ahead and take two of them on an empty stomach. So here you go. Down the hatch. With my, Wake Up America coffee in the InfoWars mug, by the way. So I'm going full InfoWars today. Here is, the great thing about, taking calls. Our callers call in and they tell us about this article. Then we print it out and we bring it to you live on air. This is how it works. From the last AmericanVagabond.com, Biden nominee for new cabinet-level science position is Epstein-linked geneticist. CRISPR gene editing expert Eric Lander, Biden's director of the Office of Science and Technology Policy, is awaiting Senate confirmation to serve in a new cabinet-level position in the Biden administration. Jeffrey Epstein, the eugenicist, pedophile, and sex trafficker, bragged about funding Lander's research and was photographed taking part in at least one meeting with him. So add this to the just massive number of strange and just very, very troubling connections that members of Biden's new cabinet have. Absolutely incredible. Eric Lander is his name. You can find this at lastamericanvagabond.com. And here's the other one. Developer of Oxford AstraZeneca vaccine tied to UK eugenics movement. On April 30th, AstraZeneca and the University of Oxford announced a landmark agreement for the development of a COVID-19 vaccine. The agreement involves AstraZeneca overseeing aspects of the development as well as manufacturing and distribution, while the Oxford side, via the Jenner Institute and Oxford Vaccine Group, research and develop the vaccine. Less than a month after this agreement was reached, the Oxford-AstraZeneca partnership was awarded a contract from the U.S. government as a part of Operation Warp Speed, the public-private COVID-19 vaccination effort dominated by the U.S. military and U.S. intelligence. Though the partner was announced in April, they'd already begun developing the vaccine months before in mid-January. And it goes on to detail the connections that these two corporations have to the eugenics movement. And I guess that's just, it's almost a nice way of putting what the globalists are doing. Eugenics isn't as bad as it really is.
President Trump won in a landslide on November 3rd, but the globalists weren't going to let that happen. They had to have some way to repudiate the populist movement emanating from the United States that spread across the world, from the UK to Brazil. They were desperate. They admitted their own publications. They didn't know what to do. And so they put out 80 million fake ballots, violated state law, and stole it bigger than Dallas. And now they're coming after the president. They're coming after you. They're coming after me. They're shutting everybody off the internet. They're trying to totally censor us. And that's why InfoWars is still in the fight, because we knew this was coming. We told you this was coming. We were the first main target, and we're still on air at InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com and Band.Video. Without your word of mouth, without your prayer, without your financial support, we can't stay on air. So while you still can, go to InfoWarsStore.com and get storable foods and high-quality products, supplements, you name it, at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Like that song. All right. Thanks for being with us, folks. It's the second hour of American Journal, and we're going to go directly out to your phone calls without any further ado. Later in this hour, I'll be showing a premiere of Paul Joseph Watson's latest masterpiece, really. It's about Wokey leaks, and you'll not want to miss that. So stay tuned for that, and then we'll cover big tech and what's happening in Florida in the third hour. Your calls throughout, as well as some other great videos. So don't go anywhere, folks. I still have a lot of stories to cover, but I'll try to keep my contribution short because I want to hear from you, the info warriors on the ground, reporting back to us what exactly is happening in your neighborhood. Dan in Canada has called in. Thanks for calling in from the frozen north there, Dan. You're on the air.
Thanks for having me there, Harrison. How's it going today?
Going quite well, sir. Thank you.
Sweet deal. So I just want to say a couple things. One, I respect InfoWars. We don't got to worry about that.
Well, thank you very much. And that's what I meant when I was saying, you guys, if you're calling in, if you're watching us right now, you're not who I'm talking about. I'm complaining about everybody else that doesn't know about us and doesn't support us. Those scumbags. Dan, we get a little bit of static on you. I'm not sure if you can hold the phone a little closer or if you can get better reception somehow, but that's a lot better. But go ahead with your comments, sir.
Sweet deal. Well, quick product plug. I'm not affiliated with InfoWars, so I can say Bodies is fantastic. It absolutely replaced Tylenol for me, and I take it every day, twice a day.
Fantastic. Yeah, it's great. That, and it tastes good too, doesn't it? I've got this turmeric taste in my mouth now, and it tastes really good.
Yeah, it's not a bad thing, that's for sure. So what I was going to say is that everybody's like protesting the government and these Capitol buildings and stuff like that. But my friends who are like the brainwashed group of people, they don't go on to like the government website to see what they're saying and stuff. They go on to the mainstream news. So I feel like we should be kind of protesting or getting in the face of the mainstream news, because those are the people who really change the opinion of everybody. So like, you can bang on the Capitol building all you want, but, you know, people don't turn on the government website to see what's going on in the morning. They turn on the news.
Right. Yeah, it's a fair idea. I mean, but it's almost like we've moved beyond the protest stage, haven't we? I mean, now the protests are being considered domestic terrorist insurrection coups, and you're getting punished for it. So I don't even know how effective protesting will even be. I mean, we saw massive protests from Black Lives Matter at the CNN headquarters, where they're like throwing fireworks into the lobby. You know, it's like, if that was us, can you possibly imagine what the response would have been? I mean, CNN didn't even cover this, and it was happening at their headquarters. They like hardly even mentioned it. and they're just like, they're getting pelted with rocks. They're getting fireworks thrown into their building, and they're just like,
a very important message from the peaceful protesters here. They're making their voices heard.
It's like, okay, we could have exactly this with Trump supporters, and it would literally be, again, it would just be like wanted posters out by the FBI, facial recognition, every single one of these people, 20 years in prison, report your neighbors, turn these people in, report your parents. They were at CNN. We must destroy them. So again, it's like, I don't even know if protests are even the right thing to do anymore. We have to understand, we don't have rights anymore. Our rights are gone. They are stolen from us. The Constitution does not protect us anymore. The government is not on our side anymore. It's over. I mean, if we want to protest MSM, prepare to be, again, called a domestic terrorist and have your face, you know, plastered on post office walls around the country with a big wanted and reward sign underneath it. Again, we need to move into a new dynamic. What that dynamic is, I'm not allowed to say on the air, but it's, I don't know if protesting is right, but how could we, yeah, there are some of the domestic terrorist protester constitutionalist Americans, you know, doing horrible damage, causing great trauma to the equipment. That equipment needs counseling now, I've heard. But so what would this protest look like, Dan?
Even when like these deep state people go to take over another country, they don't start with the government officials. They start with the media.
Right.
So I feel like if we were able to take over the media peacefully or not, we would be able to get our message out, because people don't go from being mainstream sheep to being red pilled. They never go back from being red pilled. They're never like, I'm just going to forget about this and go back to just not caring. Like, you can't once you know what's actually going on. So I feel like you get that message out to people, stop the brainwash programming, and you could actually have a movement where your country's not split in half because half the people watch the media and half the people watch InfoWars.
Right. Yeah, I love this article from The Insider. Of course, it's like every once in a while they'll touch on the truth. When it becomes too obvious to ignore, six corporations own 90% of American media. That's Hollywood and the news media in hand in hand. And of course, they're in tight cooperation with big tech at this point. And they're all being folded into our governmental structure. So this is just the fascism of the technocratic elite, going on. I mean, maybe we need to do another Bill Clinton is a rapist contest. I mean, that was an effective move against the MSM. Anytime you see somebody, doing a live report and you can see that they're on air at the time, just yell InfoWars. Just call them liars and yell InfoWars loud enough that that it gets on the microphone. Maybe we need to do something like that again, because that, they really can't avoid and they can't ignore, and it will force them to change their tactics. But yeah, the media is most certainly the number one enemy of the American people. The problem is that they are in, again, close coordination and intense cooperation with the intelligence agencies. I mean, it is the media. It is the government at this point. The media is the government. They're tuned in one and one. But you're right. I would like to see more focus on the mainstream media, since they are the purveyors of the lies that have gotten us to where we are. Thanks so much for the call, Dan. Let's go to Jim in Ohio. Wants to talk about Ashley Babbitt. Thanks for calling in, Jim. I hear that Ashley Babbitt's murderer, who shot her point blank in cold blood, is not going to be facing any charges. Have you heard about this?
I have not heard about that, and it's very disturbing. Do we even know who he is?
The rumor is that he is a radical Black Lives activist who had posted on Facebook that he thought Trump supporters deserved to die. And there he is again, point blank range, unarmed woman, who was distracted at the time, climbing through a window. Oh, by the way, the most important part about this footage is the fact that for several minutes, there were police officers standing in front of that door, blocking the way. So if you want to know how easy it would have been to prevent her from getting in, you got two ends of the spectrum. One is you could just stand in her way and they would have left the officers alone. Like, that's what happened. For several minutes, there were officers just standing there, and all of the protesters were like kind of getting in their face and kind of being like, oh, get out of the way. But they weren't pushing them out of the way. They weren't moving them. They weren't assaulting them. they were actually respecting the officers, you know, the line the officers had made. There's also police officers behind her who could have grabbed her and stopped her. Or that guy with the gun could have just, like, pushed her back, could have stood in the way, could have used any number of, you know, force less than deadly. Instead, he just cocks his gun and shoots her in the chest, killing her instantly. Absolutely horrific and brutal situation there that never needed to happen. But he's not going to face any – there, see the police officer standing there and everybody's just kind of talking to him. They're not trying to push their way through the door. They're not trying to break the window. Then those officers leave. Why they left? Why they walked away? No one can tell us. There's not going to be an investigation into this. No one's looking any farther into this. So it's, you know, if you are standing – if you're touching a man who's overdosing on fentanyl, be prepared to face first-degree murder charges and a potential – you know, death penalty, life in prison suit. Oh, but if you murder a Trump supporter in cold blood at point blank range when it was absolutely unnecessary, they're not even going to investigate you. You're clear to go. You're free to go. And this is, again, the feudalism that they're creating. If you serve the elite or if you are the elite, the laws do not apply to you. You can kill who you want. We had a guy calling in yesterday talking about prima nocta. It's like, forget prima nocta. These are summary executions that are going to be going on. And there's not going to be an investigation, there'll be no apology, and there will be no riots on our side. And then, if a police officer that supports Donald Trump gets killed, they'll use his death to validate destroying Trump supporters. I'm sorry, I talked all over your call, Jim. Stay on the line, we'll go back to Jim on the other side. I'm sorry, Jim.
I've got some bad news. Our best-selling vitamin mineral fusion has sold out because people understand in these stressful times, it's now more important than ever to boost your body's natural defenses. But here's the good news. Turmeric acts in very similar ways and is so good for inflammation, so good for your immune system. And we've got two great turmeric formulas. One is Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula that is a dried turmeric extract, 95% curcuminoid. People love it. That's selling out. But despite that, it's still discounted at InfoWarsStore.com. And then also selling out this week is our liquid turmeric extract. It's called liquid turmeric extract. People really love it. It's extremely strong as well. It's selling out. And your purchase doesn't just help yourself and your body. It also funds the InfoWar and keeps us on air while they're trying to shut everybody down. So thank you all for your support. Please visit InfoWarsStore.com and find so many other great items that will enrich yourself and your family's life and fund the InfoWar. God bless and good luck.
We here at InfoWars are proud to announce the first ever Kava Kava root supplement that is now available at InfoWarsStore.com. Kava is one of the hottest new breakthroughs in the natural health world today, though it has been used for hundreds of years in the Pacific Islands for its relaxation and euphoric effects. According to ancient Samoan legend, Kava was given as a gift by the sun god Tagaloa, who they considered to be the supreme ruler and creator of the universe. The Samoan people would drink kava tea during social gatherings and sacred ceremonies to loosen up a little. Nowadays, kava is used around the world by many who enjoy its serious benefits. The new Kava Chill by Dr. Jones Naturals contains a full blend of not only kava kava, but other herbs including, but not limited to, German chamomile, organic skullcap, and valerian root. We do expect to sell this new product quickly, so be sure to secure yours by visiting InfoWarsStore.com.
Anybody listening to my voice can simply search engine the term Davos Group, Technocracy, or Technocrats. You will get Klaus Schwab and Jean-Claude Juncker and all the New World Order globalists like Xi Jinping saying that they no longer want elected leaders over governments, that they want businessmen, technocrats over it. And that's who Klaus Schwab is. You might want to look into the guy that says they've launched the COVID-19 lockdowns to bankrupt you and make you poor. You might want to find out who this supervillain is. But you see, he believes, because he's hidden it in plain view, and you're not speaking out against it, that he has a right to do it to you. You might want to find out who he works for. He works directly for Prince Charles. He developed, since the 80s, the plan for global sustainability. That means worldwide neo-feudalism, in his own words. So you might want to find out how he talks about using vaccines to sterilize you before you take those shots. You might just want to find out who this villain is. All right. So what's the most important part, let's say, in a bulldozer running over the globalist? The treads, the wheels, the engine, the scoop on the front. It's all very important, but the fuel is paramount, and that's my allegory.
TurboForce is vitamins, minerals, amino acids that synergistically work with six different natural forms of healthy, clean energy that last for 10 hours in the average metabolic system metabolism of a human. Some people get 15 hours out of it. Some people get about 8 hours. But people take this. People are taking it in sports. People cannot believe it's the best they've ever had because it's not hype. Nobody puts as much product into their pre-workouts, their post-workouts. You can call us whatever you want. It's a total solution all around, the best you're going to find. Turbo Force. Without you, we don't roll. With you, we surge forward together. It's like the bulldozer without the diesel fuel. If we don't have your financial support, we will be defeated. You support us and get products you already need that literally fuel your body and your mind. It's a win-win. 360 together. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
So our caller Jim from Ohio brought up Ashley Babbitt and sent me into a tailspin ranting about this stuff. So I want to give him time to say his piece about this lovely young woman murdered in cold blood in the Capitol. But here's the headline first. Capitol officer who fatally shot Ashley Babbitt not likely to face charges. This from the New York Post. Ashley Babbitt, the woman killed during the Capitol riot on January 6, 2021, the Capitol police officer who shot the woman is reportedly not likely to face charges after a preliminary decision by investigators in the case. The officer who's been not been named has been placed on leave after January 6 riot after investigation took place into whether Ashley Babbitt's civil rights were violated. Well, she was murdered. I mean, she was shot in the chest at point blank range with no attempt to de-escalate, no warning shot, no attempt to use a taser or a baton or simply push her back as she was using two hands to try to squeeze through a window. She was murdered in cold blood. Of course, the way this is being portrayed by his fellow authoritarians in the Capitol Police Force, fellow Capitol Police officer told the paper, quote, "That's where he drew the line in the sand. It was brave. It was a brave thing for him to murder an unarmed woman after police vacated the area and allowed them to penetrate that wall. Police officers were there protecting it. They decided to leave. They said, go ahead. Go ahead in. The first person to go in gets a bullet in the chest, and he will not be punished for it. His name won't be released. There will be no outrage or outcry about this. It's just another peasant murdered by the gentry, and we have to deal with it. Again, new reality, folks. This is not America anymore. This is the occupied states of America. We have no rights. We have no guarantee of peaceful protest. You will be murdered, and they will not apologize for it. They will not punish the murderer. They will reward them. Meanwhile, if you are touching a lifelong criminal who is overdosing on fentanyl, be prepared for your city to burn and to face first-degree murder charges and have your entire life destroyed because of it. With that, I go back to Jim in Ohio. I'm sorry for cutting you off, Jim. This makes me so mad. But you have the floor, sir. What do you have to say?
That was not a tailspin. That was a perfect lead-in.
It was a controlled dive towards the enemy, yeah.
Yes. First, I want to say you are the tip of the spear. Second, I want to throw out my own little catchphrase.
Excellent.
Which I've searched and have not seen it anywhere. The most censored is the truth. And I want to make my own banner and put it out by the road so everybody can see it. And nobody can tell me to take it down because it's private property.
Yes, sir. Please do. If you do that, send us a photo, man. We'll put it up back here on the wall for the whole show, man. That would be awesome.
Absolutely. And brush hog InfoWars in your fields if you can.
Yes.
Make the satellite images show that up.
That'd be awesome.
Number three, they do want to dominate or demonize, deplatform, and destroy. You had a caller the other day that talked about you got to have the glasses to see, like the movie.
Mm-hmm.
The movie he was talking about. Yeah, They Live. Number four, the Great Awakening. All the events that have occurred have caused a Great Awakening, not only the Capitol, the COVID, all the crazy lockdowns around the world. But, not only are people awakening, we can't stop. Your caller earlier did that freestyle.
Mm.
I think freestyling, music, and also comedy
I think we need George Carlin back, or, you know, the likes of him in masses up on stages, not afraid, and just poke it out.
And is actually funny and pointing at the hilarity of what's going on, because, you know, from the alien perspective, from the, you know, overworld looking over it all, if you're not actually involved in this, where it's like your friends being killed and, you know, dragged away and locked up for 10 years, it's actually pretty funny because of how utterly ridiculous it is. And there's been a lot of, I mean, Ryan Long, Tim Dillon, there's a whole class of comedians coming up right now that are, let's just say, significantly funnier than Saturday Night Live in the past 10 years, right?
So let's get to the Ashley. We InfoWarriors are sitting out here putting little bits and pieces of the puzzle together. Many eyes to see, whereas those who are actually in a position to put together videos and maybe even present the evidence somewhere, like you said, there's not going to be anything done. So where do we present it? But we've got to present it somewhere. I believe that that was a theatrical event at the top of those stairs. Those so-called Capitol officers lined up on the staircase, they did not look like they had a clue as to how to hold a gun, how to hold their composure, how to handle an event or anything. And the third guy down the stairs actually looked like he was there on a mission to just document.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the guy with the MAGA hat and the yellow vest who handed off the helmet. Now, I was going through your recent videos here, and I haven't seen that clip, but I've seen it before. He pulled a helmet out from under his yellow vest and handed it off to that guy to bust the window. The guy busted the window and then ushered that lady on into the opening.
Right.
Totally theatrical, scripted.
Sacrifice almost, yeah.
Basically, yeah. And that guy in the yellow vest, right after he did that, he went around the corner, ducked down, took his hat off, proceeded along the banister there. And then you see a camera shot of that third so-called Capitol officer look up, give a little grin and a thumbs up, like, we did it, or did you get it, or did you do it? Something to the effect of he was either happy with a thumbs up or asking the question with a thumbs up.
Is this in the Jaden X footage that we're watching now? Do you know?
Yeah, it's like the third officer down, like the one.
So here the officers are leaving to allow the people to start to actually assault the door. So right, the door was not being assaulted. The windows were not being broken before the officers have now stepped to the side to allow it to happen. There you can see the officers in the background just watching this happen.
Yeah.
There you can see the helmet being bashed. There's the gun. I mean, yeah,
I think it was 409, maybe. Let's see here.
There's the shot. And yeah, even that camera angle. Yeah. It's like
he looks up at somebody at that banister and either makes a statement of thumbs up or a question of thumbs up. Who is that officer?
Well, there you can see the guy with the helmet in the background as Ashley Babbitt lays dying.
And why was he so happy with the turn of events here? Like, why? What's up with his thumbs up?
Well, regardless of whether it was orchestrated or not, we witnessed in real time a young woman murdered in cold blood by a Capitol Police officer that now, the rumor is, will face no punishment. His name won't be released. Nobody is crying for Ashley Babbitt. In fact, they're calling her a domestic terrorist and have smeared her name across the mainstream media. This is the world that we live in now.
InfoWars is a archetypal classic example of free, independent, organic resistance against tyranny. You built InfoWars. You spread the word. You prayed for us. You bought the products. You called in. You made recommendations. InfoWars is as much yours as it is mine. And that's why the enemy is so upset that under the deplatforming, under all the DNC lawsuits, under all the attack, in many ways, we've become stronger. With Band.video, the redesigned InfoWars, with all of our great crew, with documentary films and 10 hours of live radio and TV a day, we are the resistance. You are the resistance. So remember, this arsenal of freedom is waiting for you to continue to spread the word about it and to continue for you to support, because this is something we built together. It's not just a national treasure. It's a treasure worldwide against the tyrants, and they know it, and they can't stand it. And as everything we talked about comes true, our credibility only goes up together. So I salute you all.
You must guard your humanity. You must guard your children's humanity. You must guard the very genetic code of the planet. The globalists have set themselves up as the guardians of this world. But they are the ones that are overriding every genetic system and poisoning the planet. They are the ones that are now engaged in genetic takeover of every human on Earth through the GMO crops. And now they've moved on to their main target, humanity, with the mRNA vaccines, which are not vaccines. They are recombinant DNA from aborted, cloned fetuses who are then inserted into your genome to take over your body's systems. Go read the actual inserts for the mRNA vaccines, and then remember, you've been warned. This is the equivalent of an alien takeover. Whether it's interdimensional, whether it's little green men, the globalists are acting like another species that's overtaking us and overriding us. It's all the same in the end.
We have the technocrats are controlling the food supply, secure your own safe source of food supply sale. It's the new prices in 2021, but it's the lowest price for high quality food you're going to find at InfoWarsStore.com. The subsection is preparewithalex.com. And as all these globalists do this, and as they hoard the food and as they prepare, you need to understand that you need 25-year food supply. The last 25 years, 1 month, 3 months, 6 months, 1 year supplies, and it's the highest quality you're going to find. And it's just good to have that checkbox taken care of, and you know you're getting good food at a very good price, and you know that a small percentage of it, because there's not much profit in this, goes to us to fund our operation. So, preparewithalex.com or InfoWarsStore.com. You can find the preparedness section there, water filtration, air filtration. It's all there. The technocrats are getting ready to bring in all the forced GMO and more. It's time to start getting prepared. It starts with self-defense. It starts with being prepared. It starts with storable food. It starts with digging in. With a long globalist fight, you'll win in the end.
The post-industrial world. That's what George Herbert Walker Bush signed on to at the Rio de Janeiro Agenda 21 conference back in 1992. Now they've launched Agenda 2030, which is a post-industrial world. Klaus Schwab of the Davos Group, Trudeau, the Prime Minister of Canada, they're all on record saying the Great Reset is Agenda 2030. Well, you might want to find out what Agenda 2030 is. It is the destruction of society as we know it. It is making the population poor by design so we can be controlled with a medical technocracy over you and your family. They are destroying civilization, rebuild it in their dystopic image. We are fighting this at InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com. We are fighting for a pro-human future, and we need you to get the facts, to research it, and share it with others, and join the fight. God bless you. Visit us, spread the word at InfoWars.com.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're watching The American Journal. Watch live right now at band.video.
Still to come in today's program, we have a lot of videos to show you. I'll be getting into the conservative purge that is happening, not just through the entire political spectrum, but as well as the Pentagon and the corporate world. We'll be getting into the chaos and nonsense surrounding Marjorie Taylor Greene and some of the hypocrisy of the conservative leadership as they basically attempt to try to get us back to the globalist uniparty of pre-Trump era. I think a vain attempt, and I think the American people are trying to let them know that. Meanwhile, they're all just happy to glad hand it with the tyrant Joe Biden. But first, I want to go to this video. This is Paul Joseph Watson's latest really masterpiece, an excellent video. WokiLeaks, you can find it on InfoWars.com. WokiLeaks celeb insider dishes the dirt. Here is Paul Joseph Watson in its entirety.
They're calling it WokiLeaks, an anonymous celebrity insider who has penetrated the heart of the entertainment industry and is so revolted by what he's experiencing, he's decided to become a whistleblower. He's dishing the dirt on the real behind-the-scenes behavior exhibited by actors, musicians, models, journalists, and professional campaigners. Full disclosure, I know who this person is. I've met him, and I've spoken to him. He is who he says he is, and he does move in these circles in both the UK and the US. And hopefully soon we're going to do an interview where his voice is altered to hide his identity. And no, I haven't put him up to this. This is a genuine leftist, somebody who vehemently disagrees with me on many issues. But what prompted him to spill the beans on his woke acquaintances, and what is he actually saying? It's all explained in a Spectator US article in the first part of what is set to become a regular series, WokiLeaks. The insider refers to himself as they, them. His fallout with the social justice left began when a friend of his started lecturing him about using POC hand emojis on Instagram, asserting that it was the equivalent of blackface. Yeah, really. This, along with what he was witnessing in the presence of the wokerati at events and parties, left they them so infuriated that he could remain silent no more. From the Spectator article. It was after a star-studded fundraising dinner when I watched a group of activists so engrossed in their cokey soliloquies on the refugee crisis that they left their guest, a Libyan refugee, alone outside an expensive private club, unable to get in. It was witnessing the cowardice of an entire social group who completely abandoned a close friend when he became the subject of a Me Too allegation that they all knew to be bogus. They were so afraid of being on the wrong side of a trendy cause that they all watched in silence as he was mauled by social media mobs and lost his career. And as they then goes on to highlight, many of these people who adopt social justice causes don't do it because they actually believe in the cause or want to make the world better. They do it because they feel guilty. Many of these celebs are only famous because their parents worked in the same industry or they went to the right school. This is the Oxford-Cambridge set. They had everything handed to them on a silver platter. They didn't have to graft. Many of them didn't even need to be particularly talented. And privately, they feel guilty that their fame is unearned, undeserved. And in many cases, they're right. I mean, have you seen what passes for comedy on television these days? Their fame is their privilege, and they won't hesitate to weaponize it in order to punch down. To demonize millions of people who have no privilege as bigots, racists, and homophobes. They embody actual privilege. While telling people like me who grew up working class that I should apologize for my privilege simply for being white. Ironic then that the drive to broadcast to the world how virtuous they are is actually born out of malevolence and selfishness. These people are also terrified that if they fail to display enough public loyalty to the woke mob, they'll become the next victim of it. You also see that same pressure in TV, movies, and art, where a work won't get commissioned unless it carries a social justice message, even if it's just tokenism. Because of social media, never before have so many people been famous. Many friends of mine have 40,000 plus followers. Many of them have close to a million. Of Instagram's 1 billion plus users, only 9.1% have fewer than 1,000 followers, whereas 30% have between 1,000 and 10,000. 36.7% have 10,000 to 100,000. 19.5% have 100,000 to a million. And 0.5% have over 10 million. This is a large and entirely new social demographic, a famous class, or famoisie, if you will. Unlike material wealth, there is no tax on this fame, and yet it creates divisions in society and confers advantages to people which are extremely unjust. It is often very unmeritocratically derived. An inordinate number of the famoisie have parents who are also famous. In fact, I can't think of a single other industry that is so nepotistic, yet they are almost all strict followers of woke ideology. The character trait that typically accompanies fame is extreme narcissism. Many friends quickly went messianically deranged when their social media accounts exploded with followers. I remember being in the backstage area of a Bernie rally thinking that it felt less like a protest and more like the green room at a pop concert. People chattered to each other distractedly, glancing every few seconds at their phones or over each other's shoulders for someone more famous to talk to, before going on stage to passionately expostulate on the evils of inequality. For all its supposed utopianism, this is a cynically competitive and rigidly hierarchical scene. Social justice has become a product of social media, which itself exists not to make the world more equal, but to make a small number of people in Silicon Valley excessively rich. He then goes on to expose how many of these race grifters, who pose as champions of people of color, are actually bankrolled by moneyed interests that plunder people of color. The blurring of the lines between social media and social justice was exemplified with excruciating awkwardness by the patronizing trend of white celebrities giving black celebrities the logins to their social media accounts. The famous Brit Victoria Beckham let a slightly less famous Brit, June Sarpong OBE, take over her Instagram, which will undoubtedly go down with the Montgomery bus boycotts as a seminal moment in the history of the civil rights movement. The last time I saw June was in the Equality Lounge at Davos, where guests drank Veuve Clicquot courtesy of sponsors PwC, who had just been exposed for their role in helping Isabel dos Santos steal billions from Angola. He then skewers the rampant hypocrisy of woke corporations. The same kind of companies, Nike, Coca-Cola, Apple, that will post black squares for Black Lives Matter, that will engage in the most verbose performative moralizing around social justice issues, but then spend millions lobbying against a US ban on imports of products produced by Chinese slave labor. We are so trapped within the algorithm that we're blind to the fact that social justice is no longer a political movement, but a branding exercise. We are not activists and revolutionaries, but consumers, liking and sharing videos and memes about democracy and equality on phones built by serfs in faraway fiefdoms. This is why the social justice movement has been so rapidly and seamlessly adopted by corporate America. It's all PR with no action. When you walk into the lobby of Netflix's headquarters in LA, you're greeted by a huge megaphone prop with the word "Stay Woke" spray-painted across it. This from a company that edits its content at the request of the Saudi Arabian regime. I hear nervous misgivings from my fellow citizens of Wokeania. I hear concerned whispers about the vicious attacks on trans rights heretics like J.K. Rowling. I hear cautious bitching about the hypocrisy of fashion influencers who scream for the removal of statues of long-dead slavers while accepting large sums to appear in ads for fashion brands that rely on modern-day slavery to stitch their clothes. But very few of them are willing to speak out against this phoniness. I get it. You're scared of the online abuse, you're scared of work mysteriously drying up if you have the wrong opinions, but above all, you're scared of being unpopular. Well, now you have WikiLeaks. In addition to what's in the article, he also told me what I'd been suspecting all along. That while publicly shaming and calling for the censorship of anyone who criticizes COVID lockdown policies, these sneaky bastards are out virtually every weekend getting shit-faced at house parties in direct violation of the very COVID rules they demand everyone else should follow. They then told me about another lefty who is publicly faking being transgender for the grift, while secretly living the life of a sex-mad heterosexual bachelor. Many such cases. And of course, the fact that lefties are weapons-grade hypocrites who performatively broadcast their contrived virtue as part of a massively dishonest grift is nothing new. But to have it confirmed in such colourful detail can only provide us deeper insights into the phenomenon known as virtue signaling. As I explained in a previous video, there's a very tight correlation between virtue signaling.
All of the experts agree that getting proper sleep is the cornerstone of good health. It has been proven that a poor sleep schedule is linked with numerous health problems, including weight gain, memory issues, mood changes, poor concentration, and even a weakened immune system. Introducing Rocket Rest, the new product from our Dr. Jones Naturals line at InfoWarsStore.com. The new Rocket Rest formula is loaded with the best natural ingredients to help not only improve your quality of sleep, but help you wake up feeling refreshed. Many competitors' sleep formulas focus only on getting you to sleep, but Rocket Rest was specifically formulated to help you feel rested and ready to take on the next day. It uses a unique quick-release capsule system to ensure fast delivery of deep sleep support ingredients like melatonin and magnesium. Rocket Rest helps you fall asleep fast, stay asleep, and wake up feeling rested. So get the new Rocket Rest formula from Dr. Jones Naturals right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
TheResistance.video. 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 Infowars.com. Newswars.com. Banned.video. And hundreds of other URLs we've launched have been banned. That's why every month we launch a new URL before they ban it. But Soros and Bill Gates and the globalists are on our tail. But the new website is theresistance.video. Theresistance.video. They're trying to block us because the truth is powerful and can defeat them. So the new URL that links right to Band.video and all of our videos and all of our documentaries and all the special reports and all the suppressed information is at theresistance.video. Share the link, theresistance.video, theresistance.video.
I've got some bad news. Our best-selling vitamin mineral fusion has sold out because people understand in these stressful times, it's now more important than ever to boost your body's natural defenses. But here's the good news. Turmeric acts in very similar ways and is so good for inflammation, so good for your immune system. And we've got two great turmeric formulas. One is Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula that is a dried turmeric extract, 95% curcuminoid. People love it. That's selling out. But despite that, it's still discounted at InfoWarsStore.com. And then also selling out this week is our liquid turmeric extract. It's called liquid turmeric extract. People really love it. It's extremely strong as well. It's selling out. And your purchase doesn't just help yourself and your body. It also funds the InfoWar and keeps us on air while they're trying to shut everybody down. So thank you all for your support. Please visit InfoWarsStore.com and find so many other great items that will enrich yourself and your family's life and fund the InfoWar. God bless and good luck.
Mountain Patriot in Colorado. Thank you for holding.
How you doing, Alex?
Man, I'm just working as hard as I can. We're in such a critical time, brother. How are you?
I love you, man. I want to make a quick plug. That DNA Force, I love it. I've been using it quite a while, and I just went, looked at the ingredients again the other day, and I see that it contains quercetin, which, according to some published studies that Dr. Merkula has cited, is an ionophore similar to hydroxychloroquine. And it helps channel the zinc into the cells. So people might want to take a look at that.
Yeah, all I know is with DNA Force, we went out and looked at these high-end products that they sell through doctor clinics that aren't prescription, but the doctor sells like $300 a bottle because there's a lot of expensive product in them. It's really only cost them like $50. And so we basically cloned two different top brands together, and that's what produced this. So thanks for the plug.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
Welcome back, folks, to American Journal. We're going to go straight to your phone calls this segment, and in the next hour, I'll be showing some great videos of Ron DeSantis as the governor of Florida is making huge moves against big tech. And then, of course, I'll be breaking down the conservative purge that's ongoing. And I don't even know if purge is a strong enough word for it. Genocide? I mean, the American government is declaring war on its own people, essentially, is the moral of that story. And we'll get to all of that in the next hour. First, I do want to tell you that we still have incredible sales going on at InfoWarsStore.com, even though many of our products are getting more difficult to obtain because of the supply chain breakdown. That, again, we've been warning you about since last year as we move ever towards the inevitable starvation level of inaction in our economy that our move towards socialism all but guarantees. But for the meantime, anything we can sell, and we will discount, even if it's selling out. In fact, the biggest thing you can do for your body's defenses is supplementing and empowering them. And even though DNA Force Plus is selling out quickly, we're keeping it at 25% off for an affordable advantage for your natural defenses. And I made a mistake here. I took some bodies on air. That wasn't a mistake, but I didn't realize that we'd actually already sold out of bodies. So bodies is out of stock. But the good news is that you can get your turmeric in a new way with the liquid pure turmeric extract on sale for 50% off. So if you were a fan of Bodies and are disappointed that it has sold out, Go ahead and buy the pure turmeric extract. It's the same active ingredient, and it's just as powerful, and it's 50% off. So if you're looking for a new product to try, why not try that one? It's 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com right now. Please go make a purchase and keep us on air and keep the fight for American liberty alive under this dire circumstances that we now find it. And with that, I go to your phone calls. We have a couple people who want to tell us what people can do, which is great because it's like half our callers are asking, what do we do? And the other half is saying, I know what to do. So we bring them all together here on American Journal. We go to Carl in Virginia, who wants to talk about what people can do. Thanks for calling in, Carl. You're on the air.
Yes, sir. How you doing, Harrison?
Doing quite well, sir. Thank you.
Excellent. Well, first of all, I'd like to start off with a statement, a philosophy, actually. It goes, power without perception is spiritually useless, therefore of no true value. And what people are losing these days is their perception because it's being controlled by the media. I've been listening to InfoWars for a while, and I tell you, it's really opened up my mind about things that's going on around me. There was a caller earlier that had was rapping a freestyle.
Yeah.
I have what I call an InfoWars-inspired rap for you.
All right, I love it. Let's do it.
All right.
We're gonna have to start an American Journal talent show here one of these days, get people to call in and perform for us. But hey, it's happening right now. Let's hear it. Carl in Virginia. Go for it.
Yes, sir. I'm a globalist bankster elite, and I'm eating up these babies and gold leafs. It's fine time that you gave up on peace because we Luciferians warring to feed the beast. I'm a shape-shifting reptilian half-demon, and I got eugenicists sterilizing your eggs and semen. You're all cattle, cannon fodder for our battles. Big pharma lab rats, poison and made adult. I'm a commie, fascist, technocratic tyrant, syphilitic lunatic that's inherently violent. Y'all know what y'all neglected? Peep the game of the Hungarian dialectic. Order out of chaos, no disaster wasted, thousand cuts applied, culling of the population, leaving the elite to combine mind with machine, legion hive mind, technocratic dream. The patience is a virtue we have due to lineage. We trying to be the gods of the new millennia, in full control of the remaining 10% here, and that right there is known as the in-game finish.
That was awesome, man. That was actually really good, man. And you know, for people out there who've never performed or never said, you know, read anything out loud that they've written, it's hard to do. It's, man, I get nervous. I used to do poetry readings and stuff and like, you get really nervous before you do it, but, there was nothing to be nervous about, Carl. That was, really, really incisive, actually. Very, very good. The 10% of what's left of you. That was excellent, man. Do you have somewhere online that people can find, your work?
Oh, yes. Yes, sir. I'm actually on a Revolutionary Universal at Facebook. The Revolutionary Universal LLC. That's my company. But also, I also wanted to put out there solutions. Everybody's got a strength. You know what I mean? Everybody can do something different. You know, opening up minds with art creation. There's also the intelligent that can, you know, delve into all these situations that most of us don't even understand, you know, and then there's those that can fight. What I'm saying is that everybody, we have the masses, we have the populace, we have everybody in the United States ready to do something. Everybody can do something. Everybody can do their own thing. Not everybody's going to fight. Not everybody's going to be able to delegate, but we can all do something.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. So it's not even about you. It's not like, here's what everybody can do. It's like, no, you have to find what you can do and then do that the best you can. And that's what we need. And you're right. It's everybody's got a skill in some sort, even if it's just printing out something somebody else made, somebody else wrote, you know, even if it's literally you have no skills, but you have a printer and you can print stuff out and go post it around on message boards around your neighborhood. That's something you can do. I mean, there's really no excuse for not doing anything. There's no excuse for letting the troubles of the world overcome you and just saying, oh, it's hopeless, I'm not going to do anything. Then you're part of the problem. You need to get involved in whichever way you can. I think churches is a great way to start this stuff. But, man, music has to be one of the most effective methods. Music and film have to be some of the most effective ways to change people's minds right off the bat. So, man, you're doing God's work, Carl. I thank you so much for that freestyle, man. That was excellent. Thank you so much. All right, that's Carl in Virginia with what was it? Universal, Revolutionary Universal on Facebook. Go support them. Connect with them. Really, you know, it's about what you can do as an individual and whatever your skill set is. Maybe you have no skills, but maybe you have some money and you can help donate to organizations that that do this sort of stuff. Maybe you have a popular following on social media and you can help, you know, share this stuff. So it's about what you can do as an individual, and it's about networking, because then we, you know, the sum is greater than our parts, and all these, you know, people individually doing stuff is not nearly as powerful as all those same individuals getting together and working in coordination and communicating with each other. You have to be careful, because we talked about it yesterday, the infiltration, the, you know, people pulling you along, you know, feds getting in and turning your movement into something that it wasn't previously. You do have to be careful, and you have to be very sure of the people that you're networking with. And so you got to be careful, but you got to network, you got to get together. And that's one of the things that, you know, I tried to promote when all the protests were going on December and January, is like, look, if you go to one of these protests, get connections. Don't just go and stand and wave a sign. That's very valuable. But what you need to do is every single person you talk to, go, what's your Twitter? What's your Facebook? What's your Instagram? If you don't have one of those, you got to make one. Even if it's anonymous, even if you don't post on it, it's you got to use the tools. Even if they're controlled by globalists, use the tools against them. Use their own tools against them by using their effective communication networks in order to build your own network, get in communication with each other, share information, share photos, share documents. I mean, share this stuff with each other and get on the same level and promote each other. We really need to start cooperating and coordinating. You know, it's we're all lone wolves here, right? We're all liberty minded. We all want to be left alone. We all want to do our own thing. But we got to be a wolf pack of lone wolves, if that makes any sense. All right, quickly, we're going to go to Scott in Florida. We got 1 minute left in the segment here, Scott, but you're on the air, sir.
Can do. Number one, A, don't have any Americans, if possible, take the vaccine, the phony vaccine, reject it. And B, do not pay your taxes. Now, people may laugh and say, what do you mean don't pay our taxes? Think about it, people. 300-something million Americans, if everyone with the COVID, they destroyed our livelihoods, taken away our jobs, they don't give a damn about us, says we can't afford our taxes. Do you know, Mr. Harrison, what that would do? That would shut down this evil Zionist occupied government, shut it down and destroy it, hurt in its pocketbook. Don't pay your taxes. And I just want to briefly say that, yes, the Jews do control Washington, D.C., Wall Street, the Federal Reserve, the media, Hollywood, AIPAC, et cetera. Theodore Herzl, who was the founder of Jewish Zionism, once said, when the power of the Jews' purse rises, the Jews control the world's purse. But when the Jews' purse declines, the Jews become the world's revolutionaries, meaning they're the world's international Jewish capitalists, and they're also the world's Jewish communists. And please read the protocols of the learned elders of Zion, which is authentic, and it does prove that there is a vast and sinister Jewish plot to control the world, and God bless America.
All right, we're coming up to a break here, Scott. Thanks for the call. Don't pay your taxes, folks. I think that's something people across the board can get on. Even if you're a liberal, what's the government done for you this year other than shut you down?
I love the Patriot Blend Wake Up America coffee. I just love it. I can't get enough of it. We've got a fresh brew right now. That's what fills my mug. That's what fills my belly. That's what fills my soul. Wake Up America Patriot Blend coffee. Folks, we have had this coffee for years at InfoWarsStore.com. Years. Never raised the price. Never. The Wake Up America Blend, the best coffee. The crew here loves it. We drink it every day. And of course, that's just one of the great ways you can support InfoWars here. Everybody drinks coffee, or just about everybody. Why not support InfoWars and keep the coffee supply at your house with the Wake Up America Patriot Blend. Of course, read all the great reviews. Pretty much perfect review there. 4.9 star. When you have thousands of reviews, it's impossible to have a perfect review unless literally everybody gives it 5 stars. So, I mean, if you have 4.9, that's pretty much everybody who gives it a 5 star, except maybe one or two people. Patriot Blend, 100% organic coffee, only available at InfoWarsStore.com.
Webster's Dictionary has a very simple definition of terrorism. Other dictionaries have similar ones. Terrorism is the threat of force, or actually carrying out force,
for a political or financial reason. It's basically scaring the hell out of people until you submit to them. And that's exactly what all this overblown COVID-19 garbage is. You see the headlines from CNN, ABC News. Doctors say it's worse than they ever thought. COVID more devastating than they could ever imagine. They told us that 2.5 million people would be dead just 8 months ago, within 3 months. Okay? It's 250,000 if you count all of the people that died of other things. We're talking 96% had comorbidity. These are real numbers. These are real facts. This is the Chicken Little event where we all run in our houses, never come out, and are taught we're not essential, while the big box stores and Amazon take over the planet. Rebuke it. Stand up against it. This is slavery. It is not something you can put up with and survive.
Infowars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're watching The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch live right now at band.video.
I feel like a great weight has been lifted off of me now that we're openly in world government. It's openly anti-human, openly anti-family, openly anti-small business, and completely satanic. We were right. We weren't wrong. I'm very sad. I'm very disgusted. But it is said in the book of Revelation that John the Revelator on the Isle of Patmos marveled at the beast.
Who's that riding? John the Revelator. Tell me who's that riding? John the Revelator. Tell me who's that riding? John the Revelator wrote the book of the seven seals.
Looking forward through an interdimensional wormhole that God opened up to show him the Antichrist and world government, what would be happening in the future. He marveled at the beast. World government cannot buy nor sell without a mark on the forehead of the hand. You must turn over your children to the state. You must destroy your very genetics. You must kill the earth. You must worship Satan, or you will not be allowed to live. You will not be allowed to have a job. Well, whether you believe John was the greatest science fiction writer ever 2,000 years ago, or whether you believe he was inspired by God, it's being manifested. It's being set up right now.
Revelation was written during the time of the Roman Empire when there was intense persecution of Christians. And we're seeing that in a measure today. The president pointed out in the United Nations, there is vicious attacks against Christians all over the world, and they are suffering and dying, as he said, I think at the rate of 11 a day or something like that. It was horrible.
I believe persuasively that the book of Revelation was written before the fall of Jerusalem in the 60s during the time of Nero, when Nero's most famous nickname throughout the empire was the Beast.
The old Chinese proverb says, may you live in interesting times. And we certainly are interesting times. And then you have the Battle of Armageddon with the dragon. all the rest of it now unfolding. So get your popcorn out, because you got front row seats to the big finale.
Front row seats to the big finale, Infowars.com. The headline, Are We Living in the End Times? You know, there's only one of two options. Really, there's only one option. I mean, the book of Revelations is literally coming true. So your only option is it was true all along, and we're just seeing it manifested now. It's kind of like when Infowars is just right about everything. It's like, well, either we just made stuff up that just happened to come true, or we're actually tuned in. We actually are reading the main sources. We're actually getting to the bottom of things and extrapolating out what the inevitable logical consequence is. It's not that difficult, really, but yes, it's coming to pass. The end times. Third hour begins in 1 minute.
There are thousands of ideologies out there, hundreds of different political systems, and most of them are funded by the globalists. InfoWars is truly the tip of the spear of the zeitgeist. That's why the globalists are obsessed with it, trying to shut it down. I didn't invent all this. I went and researched the Renaissance, Americana, and what really works for humanity, and I'm simply trying to bring it back. And lo and behold, it's super popular like it's always been. That's why the globalists are trying to shut it down so desperately, because we have the light in the dark of the night that sends chills up my spine. So whatever you do, continue to support yourself and InfoWars by buying the great products at InfoWarsStore.com, by spreading the articles, by spreading the videos, and by praying for this operation and for praying for this nation and the world for peace and discernment. For myself and the whole InfoWars family, I want to thank all of you for what you've done, because without you, InfoWars is nothing. You are the InfoWar, and I salute you.
You're watching The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch live right now at band.video.
All right, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. It's American Journal here on Infowars.com, band.video, your homepage for the ongoing battle between the soul of humanity and the decrepit soul of evil that has now taken hold of our entire culture, nation, and world, as it attempts to enslave once and for all in that ultimate revolution prophesied by everybody from John the Revelator to Aldous Huxley to Alex Jones to George Orwell and everybody in between. Yes, the ultimate revolution, as Huxley put it, meaning the revolution beyond which all further revolution is impossible. That's what they're attempting to set up. And don't forget, these people at the very top, the Bill Gateses, the George Soroses, the Davos attendees, all, their ultimate desire is eternal life, and they think that they're on the cusp of achieving that scientifically. They're attempting to set up a world in which that is possible. You can't have a world in which everybody being born gets to live forever. No, they're trying to set up and establish a feudalism, a technocratic feudalism in which it's stratified between those that get to live forever and those that don't. And then they'll hand out the eternal life to those that serve them well, actually fulfilling the prophecy of the serpent in the Garden of Eden, which said, serve me and you'll live forever as gods. Yes, they're trying to set themselves up as gods. It's been known this was the ultimate goal since the beginning of time, and through thousands of years of persistent evil, they're finally have it in their grasp and are attempting to lock it down once and for all. And we're here trying to fight back against it, not for any singular particular religion or race or creed, but for humanity as a whole and the human soul, regardless of the vessel in which it resides. So thank you for being a part of this battle. Thank you for knowing that your mind is the battlefield and your soul is the prize. I'll go out to the phone calls right now. It's the third hour of American Journal. Later in this hour, I will be covering Ron DeSantis and some of his great comments about fighting back against big tech and the moves that he's making there as governor of Florida. I'll also be going through the conservative purge that is really rapidly increasing. And just in the last 24 hours, we've seen unprecedented movements against the patriotic citizens of this country. all of that and more to come. But first, your phone calls. Jefferson in Virginia, thanks for calling in. You have a comment about Kamala. You are on the air, sir.
Hey, good morning, Harrison. Great show.
Good morning. Thank you.
Yeah, I think we're missing the biggest red pill that exists in the world right now. It's a slam dunk if we just keep harping on this. Kamala Harris is an anchor baby. She is not anything close to being a natural-born citizen. She's currently a U.S. vice president. She's a heartbeat away from being president, and she is not a naturally born citizen. She was born here, but that makes her a citizen, not a natural-born citizen. That is a special category of citizen.
Explain to us the distinction, Jefferson.
To be a natural-born citizen of the United States of America, you have to be born to a citizen of America, of the United States. Neither of her parents were citizens. They weren't even trying to be citizens. They were here on student visas. She's an anchor baby. She's a citizen, but she is not a natural-born citizen.
And so she doesn't fulfill the constitutional prerequisite required to be president. Is that same prerequisite for vice president? Or this would this become a problem if and when Joe Biden is chucked off to the side and she's coronated as our queen? I mean, is that same constriction, which I know applies to the presidency, does that apply to the vice president as well?
I believe it does, yes.
Okay. And,
but basically, this is something that you would, if you asked somebody like Rand Paul, is Kamala Harris a natural born citizen? He would say, I don't know. I'll have to look into it. If you ask Rashida Tlaib, is Kamala Harris a natural-born citizen, she would say, that's a racist question.
Right.
I'm not going to answer it. Okay, that's the world we live in, that this person who does not qualify to be where she is now casting votes in the Senate to break ties, and she shouldn't be there. And if we just harp on this, if we stick with this, if we make a special report on this, because most people are confused. They go, what do you mean not naturally born? She was clearly born here in California. That's not the criteria. Her parents have to be citizens. Barack Obama is a natural born citizen because his mother was a citizen.
Except he was born in Kenya, so that's a little bit different.
That's partially the issue.
Help me do this, Jefferson. I want to enumerate the sheer cascade of fraud that Kamala Harris represents. She's been touted as an African American vice president. She's not African. She's not American. Her father was Jamaican. Her mother was Indian. Her family owned slaves. Her town in India has celebrated that a descendant of theirs is now vice president. She got her first appointment blatantly, openly, not even disputed. The man himself, what's his name? Was it Brown, Mayor Brown? What was Willie Brown? Yeah, thank you, crew. That Willie Brown, she literally dated him while he was married in order to get her first job, literal prostitute, political prostitute. She was the prosecutor of California. That was one of the, you know, biggest pro-cop, you know, champions of all time. She gets elected in the middle of these BLM riots. She's one of the least popular primary candidates in the Democratic Party, and yet she is appointed after dropping out very early on in the race. I mean, this woman is a complete blatant fraud. She lies constantly. Tupac's my favorite rap. I mean, she's talked about smoking weed while putting people in jail for smoking weed. She's fraud incarnate, and she has had her way paved the entire time by people that just want to use her and manipulate her and put her in place. I mean, nobody likes her. Nobody voted for her, right? She dropped out like before anybody else. Pete Buttigieg, Sanders, Warren, they were all in the primaries longer than her because she was so deeply unpopular. And yet they coronate her. They anoint her. The elites choose her as the vessel through which their, you know, projects will come about. I mean, could you get more fraudulent than that, Jefferson? Am I missing anything here?
That's why
she's also not a naturally born citizen. While we're on it,
natural.
Well, either one. I mean, she's a demon, so natural or not, that's still up for debate.
The definition gets confused when people start mixing up words.
Sure.
But the point is, It's a huge red pill if we won't let it go. I know they're going to call us racists and they're call us birthers and all that sort of stuff. But if we just insist, this is how we go down the slippery slope, everybody. When we don't understand definitions and we accept false definitions for legal terms, everybody at the Department of Justice is well aware that Kamala Harris has no right to be vice president or president. But they're all going along with it for some reason, some nefarious reason, that it suits their agenda. If you have it, if you're a member of the Bar Association, you should know that she's not eligible to be vice president. But there she sits, casting, deciding votes in the Senate. It's mind-boggling that we can be this close to being overtaken by fraudulent people.
This close. And it's done, man. I totally agree with you, Jefferson. I think you make a very good point, and it's something that does not get brought up nearly enough. And definitely it's almost just like another thing, right? It's like you're hanging ornaments on a Christmas tree. It's like, I don't have room for this ornament to hang. This Kamala Harris is not a natural born citizen ornament. It's like, well, you got to move the fraudulent election to the side. You got to move the, you know, appointed by the elites to the side. You got to move the rigged primaries to the side. I mean, the entire thing is a fraud. We have been taken over. We're not on the cusp of, you know, having an illegitimate government. Our government is illegitimate in every possible sense of the word and is now declaring war on the American people. So it's a great point, Jefferson, and we will keep hammering that in. You know, it's almost like you just have to say, the illegitimate government, the fraudulent president, the fraudulent vice president, the foreigner that is now in the vice presidency, the former cop, the complete hypocrite, the literal political prostitute that is now sitting astride the United States Senate, casting the tie-breaking vote. It's completely outrageous. This entire state of the country, state of the union right now is almost beyond repair. I would say is beyond repair, and we need to start thinking in that dynamic. We're done. We're over.
The Pope came out yesterday and announced a global government corporate alliance to redistribute wealth and create a planetary universal income, which, of course, the United Nations and global corporations will control through the apps on your phone and finally a chip under your skin. It's all now completely official, part of the UN Great Reset of the Davos Group and Klaus Schwab, all officially written about in hundreds of books by Schwab and Rockefeller Foundation, all the rest of them, Agenda 21, Agenda 2030, it's here. And only gets worse, like being fed into a wood chipper or a meat grinder, until you reject it all. And the rejection starts with realizing it's a spiritual battle, good versus evil, and stopping abortion. We must start valuing human life again. We must start saying that we are not expendable, that we are not disposable, that we are essential. Until we do that, we are all slaves. We must stand up and declare our basic God-given human rights now.
As men age, they often experience a slowdown in vitality, energy, and overall wellness. And that's why we made one of our most popular formulas to date, Super Male Vitality, specifically designed to assist the body in regulating proper balance to create superior vitality in males. Now look, this unique formula promotes your body's own natural responses, and it contains no synthetic chemicals and no unwanted additives.
Yes.
We're talking about ancient wisdom combined with modern technology, working together in perfect synchronicity to help you get the most out of this herb-packed formula. So what are you waiting for? Go to the InfoWars store. Never been a better time than right now. Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com.
We have the technocrats are controlling the food supply. Secure your own safe source of food supply sale. It's the new prices in 2021, but it's the lowest price for high-quality food you're going to find at InfoWarsStore.com. The subsection is PrepareWithAlex.com. And as all these globalists do this, and as they hoard the food and as they prepare, you need to understand that you need 25-year food supply. The last 25 years, 1 month, 3 months, 6 months, 1 year supplies, and it's the highest quality you're going to find. And it's just good to have that checkbox taken care of, and you know you're getting good food at a very good price, and you know that a small percentage of it, because there's not much profit in this, goes to us to fund our operation. So, preparewithalex.com or InfoWarsStore.com. You can find the preparedness section there. Water filtration, air filtration, it's all there. The technocrats are getting ready to bring in all the Force GMO and more. It's time to start getting prepared. It starts with self-defense. It starts with being prepared. It starts with storable food. It starts with digging in. With a long globalist fight, you'll win in the end.
I've got some bad news. Our best-selling vitamin mineral fusion has sold out because people understand in these stressful times, it's now more important than ever to boost your body's natural defenses. But here's the good news. Turmeric acts in very similar ways and is so good for inflammation, so good for your immune system. And we've got two great turmeric formulas. One is Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula that is a dried turmeric extract, 95% curcuminoid. People love it. That's selling out. But despite that, it's still discounted at InfoWarsStore.com. And then also selling out this week is our liquid turmeric extract. It's called liquid turmeric extract. People really love it. It's extremely strong as well. It's selling out. And your purchase doesn't just help yourself and your body. It also funds the InfoWar and keeps us on air while they're trying to shut everybody down. So thank you all for your support. Please visit InfoWarsStore.com and find so many other great items that will enrich yourself and your family's life and fund the InfoWar. God bless and good luck.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
All right, folks, it's American Journal. We'll go back to your calls in the next segment, but I want to take this segment to show you some videos that you may not have seen that are definitely worth a look. First, let's cover some of the big tech censorship that's gone on in just the last 24 hours. From nationalfile.com, Facebook shuts down former America First Senate candidate Lauren Witzke's campaign page. Lauren Witzke, former Senate candidate for Delaware, has had her campaign page and with tens of thousands of likes shut down by Facebook. What we're seeing here is that after, you know, 3 or 4 years of the slow roll, big tech is not even beating around the bush now. They're just like, if you are against us, we will shut you down and we won't even pretend to provide an excuse for it. They used to at least try to justify what they were doing. Not anymore. Likewise, from Wall Street Journal, YouTube cancels the U.S. Senate. Dr. Pierre Corey testified at Senate Homeland Security and Governmental Affairs Committee hearing on Capitol Hill on December 8th, 2020. And this video was posted by Senator Cornyn, I believe, and was taken down by YouTube. And so you really have to understand, as the big tech really starts to join our government as a fourth unelected technocratic branch of our government, they will stop you from seeing things that were presented on the Senate floor. So they are superseding our government now. The Senate's supposed to be like this, you know, platform where Americans are able to speak to all America in an authoritative place. They're removing that. If the YouTube overlords don't like it, it doesn't matter what your constitutional rights are or what your elected officials say. They overrule them. They eliminate them. They destroy their free speech. Facebook likewise bans Second Amendment group without explanation. And this is a little glimpse into our future across the board, not just with big tech, but of course you get deleted, you get eliminated, even though you are literally advocating for the Second Amendment in the Bill of Rights, one of our most fundamental and constitutional rights, which is owning a gun. If you advocate for that, you will be removed from big tech. If you try to ask why, here's the response, quote, this was correctly actioned and we will not be republishing, Facebook spokeswoman Kristen Moray said. So she has no need to explain herself. She has no desire to. So her decision is final and, unchangeable. She just decides, they decide, and they say, nope, you get nothing. You have no representation. You cannot speak. And then finally, I didn't notice this, but Amazon unveils Helix building at the heart of campus in Arlington. Philosopher Dr. Stack III, Devin Stack at Dak Steven on Twitter says they're literally building the Tower of Babel. And yeah, that's literally exactly what it looks like. Of course, we know that the EU headquarters also purposefully modeled after the Tower of Babel. So that's some of your big tech news. But now I want to go to this 1 minute from this speech from Ron DeSantis as he, as Red State puts it, goes to war Boom. Ron DeSantis declares war on big tech, shreds reporters who play gotcha questions during the presser. Here's Ron DeSantis on his movements against big tech in Florida.
Floridians should have the privacy of their data and personal information protected. Their ability to access and participate in online platforms protected. And their ability to participate in elections free from interference from big tech protected. What began as a group of upstart technology companies from the West Coast has since transformed into an industry of monopoly communications platforms that monitor, influence, and control the flow of information in our country and among our citizens. And they do that to an extent hitherto unimaginable. At the turn of the 21st century, online technology represented tools to liberate Americans from reliance on distrusted legacy media outlets. As social media proliferated over the past decade, citizens could directly connect with large numbers of people and could cut out corporate media outlets entirely. Over the years, however, these platforms have changed from neutral platforms that provided Americans with the freedom to speak to enforcers of preferred narrative. Floridians.
To prefer narratives was that final statement. Infowars.com has the article. Governor DeSantis unveils crackdown against big tech cartel over rampant censorship. It is a cartel, big tech, and clearly they're acting as a fourth branch of government that's unelected and unassailable, unaccountable for their decisions. But it's not that simple. They're joining with the government. They're acting in cooperation and coordination with the government as well as the media. So you have the media, big tech, and the government all working in close coordination with each other and close cooperation to shut down anybody that questions them. That's the cabal. And of course, above it sits the banks that pull the strings on all of them, with the military industrial complex and the military intelligence community working together to enforce all of this and coordinate it all very carefully. So hopefully you can hear this question that's being asked and just think about this fact that you have this guy saying, hey, big tech is censoring our citizens, they're abusing our citizens, we have to stand up against it. Media, whose ostensible role is to protect the American people from the lies from the government or the lies from big corporations, actually going to bat for these corporations and saying, shut up, how dare you question these people. This is the coordination that's going on and the cooperation, and this is what allows the brainwashing of the American people. Here's Ron DeSantis answering one of these questions.
Platforming of president. Basically, a series of comments over 2 months questioning the validity of the election referred to some of the people as patriots. And I have not yet heard you say one way or the other, A, the president bearing responsibility for what happened at the Capitol, and B, you agree with the president that the election was stolen from him and there was widespread fraud.
So here's what I would say. How many people tweeted in 2016, 17, 18, 19, and 20 that Russia stole the election for Trump? That happened every day, thousands of times a day. Nancy Pelosi said the election was taken from us by Russia. Did any of those people get deplatformed? I don't remember even anyone calling for them to deplatform. Now, obviously, the collusion was a conspiracy theory. It was not based in fact. They did an exhaustive investigation, found squat. And yet that was common practice to be able to say that. And so to not deplatform some, but then to deplatform others when they're making claims, I just don't see how that would be there. But those claims of collusion were amplified by big tech. They were amplified by social media for years. It was the dominant point of discourse in our country, and it was without a factual basis. And so it's not a heads I win, tails, or heads you win, tails I lose situation. If you're going to have one standard, then that'd be one thing. But I think that's the problem. This is why the founding fathers felt the need to do the First Amendment. Because, you know, you can sit there and look at speech, and there's some speech that definitely provides no value. Some speech that could even be harmful for society. But who gets to make those determinations? Who gets to draw that line? And when you're somebody that's perched in Silicon Valley, and you're woke, and you believe George Washington and Abraham Lincoln should be removed from the schools, and you have all these different views, you're not someone that's going to be a referee, just as I may not be someone that would referee speech that you think would be important. That is the problem with all this. It can't be done in a principled way, and it's going to be done that exhibits the bias of the people in Silicon Valley.
This is the core of the entire problem. The American system was set up so we had a rule of law, not a rule of man. And you see it across the board now, whether it's the convictions of the rioters at the Capitol versus how BLM is treated. It's selective enforcement of rules on a completely arbitrary, one-sided, and partisan basis. It's happening in big tech and everywhere else. You have big tech and the media and the government. Which one is the number one enemy of America? They all are, because they're all part of the same evil cabal trying to take us down.
There are almost no free independent media infrastructures in the United States, much less in the entire world. InfoWars is standalone with our own radio and TV satellite uplinks and hundreds of stations picking us up. Almost no one else has that, especially anybody covering real issues of global populism, the right to self-defense, and exposing the anti-human globalist death agenda. That's why when we go out and shoot videos, they're at band.video. They're not allowed to be on Twitter, on YouTube, on Facebook. That's why it's so precious, because as censorship expands to everyone, which it is now, with AI monitoring, controlling what you can say and do, it's going to be the OACs like band.video and the now redesigned Infowars.com that become more and more important, which they are. And the enemy is suing us, attacking us, hacking us, lying about us, sabotaging us, infiltrating us, trying to shut us down right now, because they're coming after everyone. So spread the word now.
The ultimate fluoride-free charcoal mouthwash is now available at InfoWarsStore.com and DrJonesNaturals.com for the lowest price possible to complete your daily mouth cleaning routine. It is the perfect companion to the new activated charcoal toothpaste, all under our new line by Dr. Jones Naturals, that will naturally give your mouth and breath a deep clean. This mouthwash only uses the best natural ingredients like real peppermint oil, thyme oil, xylitol, and of course, high-quality charcoal. Not only fluoride-free, this mouthwash is completely free of other dangerous ingredients such as SLS, harsh detergents, BPA, and so much more. As soon as you use it, you can tell that this formula is the real deal. So get your bottle of the new activated charcoal mouthwash right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
It's time to show them what a real alpha male looks like with one of our most powerful products ever made, Alpha Power. As you age, your body can lose testosterone over time. With the incredible ingredients in this formula, we can help you beat the test of time and assist in restoring that lost energy and mood that comes with time and age. Alpha Power's incredible ingredients can help you boost your sports performance or enhance your day-to-day life with ease while encouraging hormonal balance. Perfect by itself or with super male vitality in the true alpha male pack. Alpha Power can help boost performance, help maintain normal testosterone levels, support healthy cholesterol, and more. Let Alpha Power help bring you to the peak of your optimal health. Don't fall short on energy in the fight against tyranny. Show the world what a true alpha male looks like today with Alpha Power. Head to InfoWarsStore.com today.
We told you it was coming. Under the United Nations pilot program in Singapore, for 8 months they made citizens wear bracelets on their arms that make them social distance and report them back to cell towers to track their every movement. This is for everybody. But wait, it gets better. Now France has programs in their factories, government pushed and sponsored, to make everyone wear actual dog collars that can make you social distance and report back to central computers. They're turning us into a commodity. Human-animal clones have been around for 50 years. It's all being announced. They are literally taking over the life cycle of humans and making us obsolete. And big corporations now claim that they own us with these gene therapy systems and patents that they've produced. Do you understand? It is a takeover of the entire species at the genetic level. And now they're coming with dog collars. And they're announcing in public schools in the U.S. starting next year it will begin. Did you hear me? Dog collars for your children, all based on a hoax, all based on a lie. InfoWars will continue to spread the word and fight back.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're tuned in to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Ooh, let's do it, folks. We're going straight out to the phone calls. And then in the final segment of this hour, I will be covering the most important topic of the day, which is the ongoing purge of conservatives from American life. And it is insane what has come out just over the last 24 hours. So you'll want to stay with us for the whole show. And then, of course, Alex Jones coming up at the 11 o'clock Central Standard Time hour. Let's go first to the phone calls. Laura in Texas has a comment about a great patriot and a true just font of information, Catherine Austin Fitz. Thanks for calling in, Laura. You're on the air.
Yes, Catherine Austin Fitz really lays it out. She grasped it out. She gave a graph in her interview of big tech, SpaceX, big pharma, and media, and then the central banksters. And she lays it out, and she lets people know they don't want anybody to connect the dots. Well, we the people have connected the dots. We know what's going on. We see what's going on. I've been an InfoWars warrior for a long time. The way to take this back is we can't social distance ourselves. We can't believe that this magic virus is a real virus. I handed out Obama Deception, the DVDs. I handed out Endgame back in the day. I handed out Loose Change, 9/11 for Truth. The way to fight back is you have to have meetings with people you know that are truthers. The reason that the info gets out there is because of we, the people.
Yeah.
And because you guys allow us to have a voice. And I remember whenever the swine flu was coming about and how they had that vaccine. Well, we had seminars exposing what was in the vaccine, and I'd go online showing people, look at the insert, you know, don't do this, don't get this vaccine. It's the same thing that needs to happen now, but they want us to be indoctrinated. They want us to be behind a screen. They want us to fear, but God says to have no fear, for I am with thee. And God doesn't want us to live in fear. We have eternal life. If they kill us, we live with Jesus in heaven. You know, we have to stand up and fight.
Yeah, and that's the central point, isn't it? It's fear. And you even heard it during the WokeLeaks segment with Paul Joseph Watson, that guy talking about how all of these people were going along with what they knew to be lies because of the fear. And it goes back to what I talked about last year when I spent a week talking about don't drink the Kool-Aid, the Jim Jones cult. Is it's cult-like behavior, it's cult programming, where people in the cult, they see horrible things happening to their fellow cult members, and yet they go along with it out of fear of punishment from the cult. And that's exactly what we're seeing here. But you made a really good point, Laura, and that's the connecting of the dots. And I think that's sort of the primary role we may serve here, where a lot of people out there, they'll hear one thing, they hear another, and they go, God, both those things sound kind of bad, but you know, it's like you're looking up at the stars and you see a bunch of little pieces of information everywhere. And it's not till you draw those lines between them and suddenly the constellation, it's like the information constellation comes to life and you go, oh, this is what all of this means. Oh, this is how they're all connected. This is the structure of, this organization that we're exposing here. And people know the one thing or the other, but they can't make those connections. And that's what truly wakes you up from the matrix.
Yes, they want us to be like robots. It's a transhumanism thing. Bill Gates is all a part of it. It was his big plan. They want to vaccinate all of us, insert the microchip into us. They want to control us more.
Mm-hmm.
But there is more of us. You know, we are the giant. We are the sleeping giant. And I know we stopped this a long time ago with the swine flu. Because we got out there, we got away from the screens, we got away from them censoring us, and we went on foot, you know.
Yep. And one great thing, you know, just you talking has inspired me to think of so many things just now. Like, memes are great. Memes, I mean, the reason they started the censorship in the first place was because memes, as silly as it sounds, are incredibly persuasive and effective tools of propaganda, of good propaganda. because they're simple, they're funny, they're easy to share, and it doesn't take a lot of convincing and argumentation. It just shows something very simple and silly and easy to interpret, and yet it exposes a greater truth behind it. So what I'm thinking is, as you're talking, Laura, is like, okay, we need people printing memes out and putting them on light bulbs. Just, you know, every day, just whatever your favorite meme is, print it out and go stick it on a board somewhere, because then people have to see it. Even if they don't follow the same people you do on Twitter, even if they're just walking down the street, they see it, it sticks in their mind, and they can never unsee it. They have to have that image in their mind from then on. And maybe that starts them questioning. Maybe they go, what the heck was that thing talking about? You know, and I was picturing when you're talking about the vaccines and how evil it is, and like, I want to see like a fake advertisement that's like, get your vaccine. It's untested. It changes your DNA or your RNA. It's, you know, all this stuff, like all the horrible things about it, but make it look like it's actually advertising it. Like, we need these creative ideas out there in the public, not sequestered away in an internet ghetto, but plastered on walls and hanging on banners over highways. I mean, we need to get this information out there in a guerrilla war tactic scenario where we are hitting them where they can't hide in public. And, you know, it'll be harder now since people aren't allowed to go outside. Yeah, that's a bit of a sticking point, but this is what we need. We need very simple, effective, persuasive memes in the real world out there that at least make you question it, and that at least make you want to know more. I'm even picturing like print out QR codes that lead to InfoWars, or lead to a particular article on InfoWars, or a particular article on anywhere else. I don't care. As long as you're getting the information out there, maybe just post a QR code, maybe just the QR code. Maybe you don't even say what it's from. Maybe it's just forbidden information and the QR code. I mean, these are things that every single person can do that could be very effective, because I know my curiosity gets piqued, and if I see something that, you know, it's unexplained, but it looks kind of mysterious and maybe intriguing, I'm like, all right, I'm going to go ahead and try this. I'm going to see what this is. I'm going to find out what's going on here. And then they've entered the rabbit hole. They've exited the cave into the sunlight, and they can never go back to the ignorance that they were in before. Very good point. And Catherine Austin Fitz is a great resource. You can find a lot of her videos on band.video. I want to get in one more call before the segment ends. Let's go to Forrest in Texas. Thanks for calling in, Forrest. You're on the air, sir. Forrest in Texas.
Yeah, thank you. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
All right, awesome. Usually my phone doesn't work. There's a body of a missing L.A. California firefighter that was found near Tijuana in Baja, Mexico. And it's been a last couple years, and we knew he went missing. And when he went missing was during the Trump administration. And like I said, it seems to be a pretty big story that has a complete media blackout on it. I think his name is Francisco Aguilera. That seems to be one of the biggest media blackouts, I think, of, I guess, at least to me personally.
Okay, yeah, we'll look into that. I haven't heard about that, but thank you for bringing that to our attention, sir.
You can see that on a Borderland beat. It's like a blog that talks about Mexican cartels and how dangerous they are, and how lawless they are, and how intertwined they are with American law enforcement, not just Mexican law enforcement.
Oh, yeah, and they're making moves into small town Texas too, man.
There's a huge racket. You have a racket with bail bondsmen. You have a racket with the prisons. You have a racket with the money launderers. That you know, many of these cartels are the ones telling you, you know, don't legalize weed. They want to keep the black market black. I mean, it's very lawless. And it's when it comes to Mexico, and I know we're living in a lawless age, we can't even get our own rights, but it seems kind of crazy that an L.A. firefighter can go missing and it doesn't even make the local news.
That's very interesting and very intriguing. We will certainly look into that. Thanks for the call, Forrest. We're about to go to break. When we get back, we'll be laying out some very devastating headlines that expose really just how dire our situation is, and hopefully we'll illuminate exactly what threat that we're under from our very own government, and the complete ineptitude and really unwillingness to help us that is present in our own Republican Party that at least pretend to represent us. Yeah, spoiler alert, they don't. More on the other side.
Cognitive dissonance is a major issue amongst the left. It can be very stressful dealing with facts you refuse to accept. If you have a family member suffering from this degenerative mental condition, buy them a bottle of Ultimate Fish Oil from InfoWarsStore.com. Studies have suggested that fish oils and fish oil supplementation can slightly lower blood pressure, decrease triglyceride levels, decrease the growth rate of plaque, and provide a soothing reduction in inflammatory responses in joints and the digestive system. Recent studies have suggested that high EPA and DHA fish oil can stimulate immune function by increasing the concentration and activity of immune cells. It worked for my family, and now I can have a logical and calm discussion about actual facts that pertain to reality. Get your Ultimate Fish Oil for a friend, family member, or yourself at InfoWarsStore.com.
President Trump won in a landslide on November 3rd, but the globalists weren't going to let that happen. They had to have some way to repudiate the populist movement emanating from the United States that spread across the world from the UK to Brazil. They were desperate. They admitted their own publications. They didn't know what to do. And so they put out 80 million fake ballots, violated state law, and stole it bigger than Dallas. And now they're coming after the president. They're coming after you. They're coming after me. They're shutting everybody off the internet. They're trying to totally censor us. And that's why InfoWars is still in the fight, because we knew this was coming. We told you this was coming. We were the first main target, and we're still on air at InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com and Band.video. But without your word of mouth, and without your prayer, and without your financial support, we can't stay on air. So while you still can, go to InfoWarsStore.com and get storable foods, high quality products, supplements, you name it, at InfoWarsStore.com.
The globalists are taking control of the entire human genome. They are forcing mutations. This is forced evolution or de-evolution. When you look at all the major research, all the major programs they're carrying out, they are not to produce people that are smarter or folks that live longer or more moral. No, it's turning humanity into a commodity. Now, we see some propaganda like Communist China bragging, hey, we've done mRNA vaccines to make our soldiers supermen. That's a way to make it sexy that, hey, we're experimenting on our troops. Well, the same things would happen to our troops, and thousands have died each time they tried a new experimental vaccine. And I've talked to high-level folks inside the federal government and the state of Texas Health Department. They say, Alex, we know it hurts a lot of people, but it's for a greater good. But that's not even true. And it violates the Geneva Convention, the Nuremberg Code, federal and state law. This is violence being carried out against us by medical tyranny, and we have a right to resist it with any means necessary.
We have the technocrats are controlling the food supply, secure your own safe source of food supply sale. It's the new prices in 2021, but it's the lowest price for high-quality food you're going to find at InfoWarsStore.com. The subsection is preparewithalex.com, and as all these globalists do this, and as they hoard the food and as they prepare, you need to understand that you need 25-year food supply, the last 25 years, 1 month, 3 months, 6 months, 1 year supplies, and it's the highest quality you're going to find. And it's just good to have that checkbox taken care of, and you know you're getting good food at a very good price, and you know that a small percentage of it, because there's not much profit in this, goes to us to fund our operation. So preparewithalex.com or InfoWarsStore.com. You can find the preparedness section there, water filtration, air filtration. It's all there. The technocrats are getting ready to bring in all the forced GMO and more. It's time to start getting prepared. It starts with self-defense. It starts with being prepared. It starts with storable food. It starts with digging in. With a long globalist fight, you'll win in the end.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
Final segment of American Journal before the Alex Jones Show begins here on InfoWars.com and Band.video. You, of course, will want to stay tuned for that, but I'm going to try in the next 10 minutes to try to get in all of these articles that really lay out, when you take them as a whole, the true dire situation in which we find ourselves. So we'll begin with some slightly older stories just from a week or so ago. We, of course, know that John Brennan, former CIA director, deep state kingpin, and in a word, rotten bastard, says this. He believes there's an unholy alliance involving religious extremists, authoritarians, fascists, bigots, racists, nativists, and even libertarians. And he says the Biden administration and the military intelligence complex is moving in laser-like fashion to try to uncover as much as they can about what looks very similar to insurgency movements that we've seen overseas. This reflects other statements from people in power who are referring to Trump-supporting Americans as a new al-Qaeda that should be hunted down and sent to Gitmo. In fact, Kevin Carroll, who is the senior counsel to the Secretary of Homeland Security and chairman of the House Homeland Security Committee and is a CIA officer. So these are people with power. These aren't talking heads spouting off uselessly. These are the people with the power to do the things that they're describing. He says this. He says, we ruthlessly hunted down foreign terrorists after the September 11th attacks, and now we must do the same to their domestic equivalents. So you and I, info warriors, people that are against the mainstream totalitarian narrative, are, as he said, to be ruthlessly hunted down in the manner of al-Qaeda. He also says they want to use the supremacy of federal law to ban militias. So that's just a little taste that you're, of course, aware of if you've been paying attention over the last few days. Now let's get into what has occurred over the last 24 hours. Report, Ted Cruz, Josh Hawley will face secretive Senate ethics investigation over Capitol riots. Senate Democrats will conduct an investigation into Senators Ted Cruz and Josh Hawley using what Politico described as, quote, one of the most secretive committees in Congress. According to Politico, the Senate Ethics Committee will investigate Republican lawmakers to determine what, if any, role they played in the deadly violence at the U.S. Capitol on January 6th. Prior to the violence, both senators announced they would oppose the certification of Joe Biden's Electoral College victory. You know, their constitutional obligation, their role in law as senators. How dare you use your role as senators? You will now be investigated by a secret committee. So secret committees investigating people for the opinions they hold, perfectly valid by the First Amendment. It is literally the most American thing ever to be able to question the results of your election. There is nothing intrinsically violent about this. I mean, do I need to even say that? But this is the world that we're in now. If you promote a concept that other people may have gotten violent over, then you are not allowed to question the dictates of the government in that regard. Pentagon carries out the orders of Lloyd Austin, the newly appointed defense secretary. ABCNews.com reports Pentagon purges advisory boards of Trump loyalists. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin on Tuesday ordered the resignation of hundreds of people that serve on the Pentagon's 42 civilian advisory boards, effectively purging a number of Trump loyalists named to the boards in the Trump's administration's final days. When you read Trump loyalists, just think Americans, just think conservatives, just think people who don't want to see us enslaved to a globalist cabal. That's what they mean when they say Trump loyalists. It's trigger words that their psychological operations have embedded a Pavlovian response to in their slave-like minions that actually listen to them. Quote, the secretary was deeply concerned with the pace and extent of recent changes to memberships of department advisory committees. Yes, the pace and extent of the changes were very concerning, so we rapidly purged all of them, right? The extent and pace was very concerning, so we enacted extensive changes at a very rapid pace. This is the absolutely absurd hypocrisy that we're seeing on display. That was John Kerry who said that. The Pentagon's press secretary says this review will allow him, Lloyd Austin, now to quickly get his arms around the purpose of these boards and make sure the advisory committees are in fact providing the best possible advice to department leadership. Oh, is it about the best possible advice, or is it about you're literally purging your political enemies? This is a political persecution and a political purge of patriots who would prevent the Pentagon from carrying out the nefarious plans against the American people that they are now setting in line. Nancy Pelosi calls for a 9/11 type commission on Capitol riots, extra travel security. Pelosi called for a new commission in a letter addressed to her Democratic colleagues. The letter also urged the passage of an emergency bill to fund additional security for members of Congress, including measures to improve travel safety, while members were reminded of the, quote, trauma and resilience resources that were available to them. Yes, folks, we are literally governed by babies. quote, the insurrectionist attack on January 6th was not only an attack on the Capitol, it was a traumatic assault targeting members. Really, was it? Were any of you hurt? Were any of you actually targeted? Or were the doors to the Capitol opened while patriots wandered around, not even daring to fuss up the silk ropes that determined where you're allowed to walk? This is a complete farce, but that's never stopped them before. They are now using this as a justification to literally declare war on the American people. Members have told me, she says, they found these resources to be beneficial during this challenging time. It is imperative we take all steps to ensure the safety, health, and well-being of our congressional community. Do you see how these words are weaponized? Community. The military intelligence, the spy state network that is there to encroach on your liberties, to spy on you, and to work behind the scenes to overthrow foreign countries for God knows what reason. They are a community now. The intelligence community, the congressional community, as if there's some sort of, underclass that needs to be protected from the big bad people. We're literally the peasants. You are the rulers. And now they're trying to flip that around and act the victim. It's utterly despicable. And of course, she refers to the protesters there at the Capitol as a, quote, terrorist mob. The terrorist mob that your grandmother may have been. Sweet old women from the Midwest or, truck drivers from Ohio. They are now a terrorist mob, according to the Speaker of the House. Again, this is not incendiary rhetoric of insane socialists who don't have any power and are complaining on a blog somewhere. This is Nancy Pelosi, the Speaker of the House of the United States Senate. This is insane, and this is where we are. So just be prepared. No, they're declaring war on you. They're declaring war on me. We are now the enemy combatants behind enemy lines with the full force and weight of the biggest military in the history of the world and the most extensive spy network ever established in the history of mankind is now waging war against us in a raid against us with deadly intent. Of course, it doesn't stop there. Manhattan District Attorney considering prosecuting Stephen Bannon following his pardon by Trump in a federal fraud case. So just in case you thought it was the mere Senate of the United States and just the military industrial complex and the spy state apparatus that's coming after us. No, it's coming from all directions. The courts will be destroying you. The law enforcement will be destroying you. The military will be destroying you. The media, big tech, it's all being arrayed against you right now. And the laser is powering up. So, yes, he was pardoned by Trump with his charges by federal prosecutors. But, of course, they just go, oh, we can't get you in the federal court. We'll go to the New York State court and we'll get you there. They'll get you one way or another. Jack Posobiec reports new Secretary of Defense reportedly considering a ban on the Gadsden flag on military bases, citing its, quote, shift in symbolism. No, the symbol is and always has been one of liberty, of libertarianism, of don't step on me or else you'll get bit. That's what it means. It is literally saying, don't bother me. That is the meaning of that flag. Now they're saying the symbolism has shifted. No, the entire philosophy of the United States has shifted in one in which freedom is considered a threat to those who want to hold you in slavery. So yes, now they're banning traditional historical symbols of America, the Gadsden flag now being banned by Lloyd Austin, who meanwhile is completely purging in a very real sense the entire Pentagon of anybody that would prevent them from carrying out their wicked and nefarious war against the American people. And the Republicans in Congress are not only not doing anything, they are actively involved in this. GOP courts Biden. Compare that to how the Democrats treated President Trump and know how useless and feckless our entire Republican representative class is. And of course, they're just getting completely spit on by the Democrats. Now some Senate Democrats are scheming to pass bills with no Republican support. So bow down, kiss their boots, kiss their butts. Beg them for a crumb of a little bit of power, please, and they will step on your face, spit in your eye, and do it anyway. Grow some gonads so we can maybe have a country at the end of this, you absolute useless husks.
Hey, Alex, how you doing, man?
Is this the guy that called in about living defense?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I've been trying to get a hold of you since Monday when I heard you got that fresh shipment of Living Defense in from Utah. I said, man, I got to get on that show and give him an update. I said, if I ever get a chance to be on the Alex Jones show, I'm going to tell the world about Living Defense and what it did for me personally. Now, look, I'm 64 years old, going on 20, thanks to the InfoWars store products. And by the way, I bought $800 worth the other night, so I'm doing what I can, brother. So what my contention is, why don't we start this new year off right with everybody getting a couple bottles of Living Defense? Now, you got to follow that up with the Micros VX. I learned that.
So it's like God working is so amazing. We didn't know. We didn't screen your call. We had no idea. And I go to you a year later, and you're here telling people about Living Defense. Living Defense. Living Defense. Living Defense.